This is why no one responds to our messages.
We're totally professional. What are you talking about? All right, can I do the intro? Can I do the intro?
Well, sloppy fatty. Fat slops.
The fallout from Monday Night Raw changes to the Survivor Series. Thanks, Nia. And Rob Killjoy from The Ugly Duckling joins us. Duckling joins us? It's tonight on The Shining. Ah, fucking wizards.
Yo!
The following is a presentation of The Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
This is the infamous Katarina Lee Waters, and you are listening to The Shining Wizards.
I have a small dick.
God damn it! Woo! We are quickly approaching episode 400, the 7th anniversary. We've got a pit stop to make next week to celebrate this slob's birthday.
Oh, sloppy fatty!
But tonight, it's 398. We are live. We've got an ugly duckling, Rob Killjoy, joining us on the Shining Wizards Hotline. And Matt's all fired up, and I'm trying to squelch him before he gets out of control. Wrestling talk.
Oh, we're talking about wrestling. Fat slops.
Well, how can you defend? You cannot defend your girl tonight because she ruined the one thing I was looking forward to on Sunday.
Hey, I'm not like most girls. Oh, sloppy.
Why would I defend her?
Because she's your girl, dude. That's why.
Yeah, but it's wrestling.
Whoa, guys!
It's not ballerina.
Tony,
Kevin, Matt.
Whoa! Try to contain Matt's excitement.
It's on you, prick. Turn up the volume.
Slops.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh ho ho! Oh, Jesus. Holy fucking Christ.
Whoa! So,
do you want me to? I can't defend her.
Yeah.
It's not ballet. She didn't. It's wrestling.
She's not a ballerina.
She's not ballerina.
I just think it's pretty stupid that they're taking her off Survivor Series.
Well, if she's concussed, they don't have a choice, dude. That's why Alexa Bliss is wearing her like business suit and has her hair all done
business
up.
Business.
Yeah, she's been messed up for a while, huh?
There's talk that she might not be coming back.
Nah.
There's also talk that Paige might be coming back.
Nah.
Because there was a report released that she's still not cleared, which means they're still trying to clear her.
No. That's my going home.
No.
That's part of my... All right, guys, we're going home. It is 7:05 and
Matt,
we're going home.
Hit the music.
Hit the going home music,
hit
Matt.
Hit the going home music, Matt.
Take it away, Joey.
Well,
we're going home, we're going home. It's time for us to be going home. Click the pen, point at the ref. It's time to go home.
That's actually pretty good.
Done.
It's it.
Just
those are the lyrics.
Tug your ear, scratch your ear, hook the leg, get a three, you're out of here. It's time to go home.
I should have quit while you were
What? That was even better,
I
thought.
It was worse. It was much, much worse.
Shut up. I'm trying, dude.
Are you? How's the birthday extravaganza going?
Oh, it's swimming. We got fucking 15 guests lined up already.
Do we really?
No, not really.
Nope.
Did you see the?
We're trying. Do you have any guests?
Yeah.
Lined
oh
up?
Yeah. Well, I talked to Kevin earlier. We've got a few guys locked down already.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm
no.
Very excited for this.
You will have at least two guests.
That's it.
And then all right. All right.
Then me and Tony.
No, we're.
Yeah, we actually just booked the dumb fellas to come in.
It's all Burke.
Happy birthday.
I don't have to show up for that.
Oh, you can.
I wouldn't.
Oh, if you don't show up. Oh, my God. Could you imagine if this prick doesn't show up for his birthday
show?
If you
show? Fucking got me the dumb fellas for my birthday, I would not show up.
Hey, we're at the Brown Bear Pub. It's Root Beer Station.
I got you fucking Eric Bischoff and some belt guy.
Some belt guy, Dave Milliken.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, so far, listen, we've gone for the A-list.
Oh, boy.
We've got some C-cups, but we're getting there.
Yeah, so you better try fucking harder. That's all I'm saying.
You know how hard it is to try to get people on Thanksgiving week, dude?
You know how hard... Don't wait till the last minute.
But no, this has been in progress for at least a month now.
Probably.
Keep trying. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
We're trying.
Keep fucking trying.
Some of the, yeah. All right.
Because my birthday, November 21st, birthday extravaganza, November 20th, November 13th, tonight, and there's a fucking Christmas tree up in your house, and I'm going to fucking knock it over.
No, you're not.
Between now and Christmas, I'm taking it out.
It's not a tree, Matt. I thought it was just a piece of plastic.
It is a piece of plastic
with some lights. I'm
a Grinch.
I'm not a Grinch. I love Christmas, but I get a real fucking Christmas tree every year.
So well, what? Well, not everyone has to. I don't get a real Christmas tree anymore.
You don't fucking count. You're never home. You're fucking...
That's a good point.
The Brown Bear, they get a fake Christmas tree. So I guess if you consider that home.
104 Harrison Avenue.
Kevin looks like a Duke the Dumpster Drozy. He's got his shirt is matching his socks. He's got
Did you ever see Duke the Dumpster Drozy's socks?
He's got the cap on inside.
Well, sock nowadays.
Kevin's very hipster today.
Sorry.
Just trying to live.
Like a hipster?
Struggling to live.
Like a garbage man.
Just leave me alone.
Time to take out the trash.
He's got a weird Facebook presence.
Yeah. He's a weirdo.
He should start a podcast.
Well, you see, that's the thing. Like, you reached out to him to have him on the show, right?
Yeah.
He said he wasn't doing any podcasts, but then he's given away everything. He's given away the farm on Facebook.
Yeah, I think I said this to Kevin. Like, he should just do a fucking shoot interview and get paid for it.
Yeah.
Or he should come on The Shining Wizards and get some followers and things.
Unless he's not about that life.
Could sell his shirt on ProWrestlingTees.com.
He's very active on Facebook.
Sure yeah. is. And he actually looks really good. He's in good shape.
Not bad for a guy with one leg.
Does he what happened with that? Is that real?
He never I don't think he ever told the story. Oh, he did tell the story. Long story very short, he was fucked up on pills and he screwed up his leg and they told him we can try to save it. It's going to be like months and years of surgeries and this and that, or we could just amputate it. And he was like, "Yeah, great. Fucking Larry David me while I'm giving the guy's fucking heartfelt story about losing his leg." Fuck you, dude.
I didn't know he lost it.
Did you reach out to him for my birthday?
Fucking worst.
He was flinging that trash can around this weekend.
Oh.
That's no trash can. That's my wife.
Holy shit.
Take my cans, please.
Oof.
You guys are killing me here, man.
No, you're dying.
Well, just talk then. So there's three of us.
Kevin's so uncomfortable when there's silence.
I talked way too much last week, so I'm just going to...
You didn't talk a lot. Your guest, Stan Stiles, talked a lot.
Sizzling Stan is the man.
Can I ask you a question? Did you give him spinach?
No.
Fucking dude's got some killer forearms.
He's very vascular.
Holy vascular.
Bro, he fucking does the shake weight. Like, that's not like a gimmick. Like, he does it all the time.
Maybe. You think he does it a little too much?
Maybe.
I don't know, dude. His fucking arms were just off the charts. That one picture, which you can find on shiningwizards.com/in-studio, for all of our in-studio guests, you can see he's got some big fucking Popeye-looking arms, dude.
It's a big boy.
Oh, yeah, he is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot to bring you the signed photo.
Oh, boo.
It's a giant poster.
Yeah, it's huge.
I'm the giant.
So, did you want to start with Becky? Let's start with Becky.
Well, we could talk.
Whoa!
What?
We just burped at the same time.
Did we really?
I mean, mine was a little...
I did not burp.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
I didn't even hear it. Mine must have overpowered
it. Yours was very overwhelming.
Mine was very gurgly, too.
Oof. Gurgle burp.
Do you want to just go into Raw, or do you want to just cover with the Hot Topic?
Hot Topic.
Let's do the Hot Topic.
Well, it was a hot ending to Raw.
Hot.
The brawl sucked a dick.
No, it wasn't that bad.
The brawl was atrocious.
What, at the end?
Yes.
But still, it was all that Kevin Dunn pan and zoom. It looked amazing.
I said it last week. I'll say it again.
You hate women wrestling.
Nope. No. He hates Ronda Rousey.
I hate Ronda Rousey, but no. I hate this fucking brand supremacy bullshit.
No, you're right. However.
Oh, thank you.
The stuff that they've been doing with Becky and Ronda has actually made me give a shit about this match.
Sure.
And that's not happening.
And of course, now, thanks to your girl, Kevin, what's her name?
Oh, Fat Slaps.
I already changed her name. But
yeah, I did. That was the short version. The less offensive version.
Now, what did she do? She caught an errant elbow?
Yeah, like, she caught an elbow.
No, I think she just... Was it an elbow? Yeah.
She was even sloppy in that match she had with Ember Moon, which I'm fucking tired of that shit already.
What match with Ember Moon?
She had a match with Ember Moon.
Tamina had a match with Ember Moon.
The other sloppy
side. Oh! Second fiddle here!
Man, you have some kind of... What? The fat girl sit on you when you were a kid? What's your deal?
My mother used to sit on me to make me behave. And
was she a fat lady?
No, not really.
So then what's the hate towards the bigger women?
Love the big women.
There's no... I mean... All right.
Don't say there's no hate. Right,
the big women are responsible for taking away what I was looking forward to at Survivor Series this weekend. I don't care about Shinsuke and Roman... What the fuck is his
Seth
name?
Seth Rollins.
Thank you. Right. Don't care about that. Although your boys Gable and fucking Harmonica are fucking team captains.
You know who else doesn't care about Rollins against Nakamura?
Who?
Seth Rollins, because he said it in the promo last night.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Well, there you go. Selling brand supremacy. Stephanie McMahon cares about brand supremacy.
And then Braun Strowman also said he didn't give a fuck about brand supremacy either.
But here's the thing. Stephanie, I give her credit. She sold it like a champ. She was out there stumping, and she gave it worth because she was like, fuck my brother, we're the best, I'll give you anything we want if we make his life miserable. That I can get behind.
Just get 2 weeks between this and the other one, the crown crown face.
Here's the thing. You get nothing if you win.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I get that.
You want to know what I found out today? This. I can't wait to tell you guys if you didn't know this.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
You know what the winners of the mixed match challenge get?
Oh, I heard this. I heard this.
The winning team?
I heard this.
Each gender gets the number 30 spot in the Royal Rumble.
What?
And
I hate that.
Don't they get $1 million too?
Well, that's probably like the
No, I thought I heard that too, that they were getting some sort of cash prize as well.
Let's see.
Yeah, well, let's pull this up.
Dummy. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So wait.
The winners of the tournament will be the 30th entrant in their respective Royal Rumble match in January.
So it could be Asuka and The Miz?
So there's four undefeated teams. Ember Moon, Braun Strowman.
Never happened.
Mickey James, Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, fuck.
Asuka and The Miz.
Yep.
Charlotte and AJ.
Nope.
R-Truth and Carmella aren't up in that piece?
Dude, R-Truth and Carmella are 0-3.
I love that team, by the way. I love that pairing. I think they're fucking hysterical.
The tournament will conclude December 16th at TLC.
One more time, Matt.
Conclude. culminate.
What?
So how do you like them apples? They couldn't even have done a thing like... I read this, and I was like, this is so dumb. Because I hate the mixed match challenge.
Holy shit, I hate your mouth.
You hate watching it just as much as you hate saying it.
Why couldn't they do something with... Okay, Team Raw versus SmackDown. Now,
brand supremacy.
Team Raw wins. Those five guys now have like a five-way match at TLC for the number 30 spot in the Rumble. Make it something where they want to win.
Yeah.
Because you got Finn hates Bobby Lashley. Drew McIntyre hates Finn. But they're all on the same team. It's just stupid. I hate it.
Yeah,
I hate brand supremacy.
It was weird. And normally I love these types of things, but it was weird with how heated the feud with Becky Lynch and Charlotte has been, seeing them fight together. That kind of lost me. And I've seen it before. Don't get me wrong. We've all seen it a million times when the brands go to war against each other. But I guess that maybe speaks volumes to how good Becky Lynch and Charlotte have been.
Look at Survivor Series after the blood feud with Ricky Steamboat and the Macho Man, and they're on the same team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that was at least that was a buffer. That wasn't like Charlotte and Becky Lynch literally just went to war, and now Charlotte's fighting side by side with Becky Lynch.
Brand supremacy, bro.
It's
SmackDown's always been the bitch.
Now, if Raw goes in and like takes that stupid World Cup from Shane, and they win and take that cup and like break it, like Bad News Brown broke the or Bret Hart broke the trophy after Bad News Brown won the meaningless battle royal.
Nobody's taking that trophy as long as Shane's got those fucking quick punches of his.
This reminds me of like when like Zach Morris and like Slater went and like stole like the bulldog from like Valley. Do you guys remember that Saved by the Bell episode?
That's Didn't they steal a pig?
They stole the Valley's bulldog and then they stole Screech.
Fucking Valley.
That's what it means nothing. It's like there's no Matt's right.
It meant everything to Zach and Slater.
Like your boys, Chad Gable and Bobby Roode.
No, Bobby Roode's my boy. Chad Gable.
They
can
won
go
a
scratch.
Meaningless tag match
that they interrupted to begin the show with Braun Strowman anyway.
They won a meaningless tag team battle royal to be captains of a team that they were going to be on anyway. Being the captain doesn't mean anything.
Brand supremacy.
Dude, and look at the teams in that battle royal and how much better the SmackDown tag team division is than the Raw SmackDown tag team.
Why? You're
Raw
not a fan of the B team, the Ascension, the Lucha House Party, and the Revival?
And Rhino and Heath Slater?
I'm fine with the Lucha House. No, the Revival. Fuck the Lucha House Party.
Yeah, but they got eliminated by fucking the Luchas.
Whatever.
Right?
Survivor Series looks like a fucking hot shit on a fucking 110 degree day.
Right. Well, the main event that I was looking forward to is fucking done. So
that actually kills it.
That kills it completely for me.
But on paper, like, we always have to do this. We always have to look for like the silver lining in the cloud of shit that doesn't make any sense.
It's gonna be AJ and Brock, and even that I could give two shits.
I don't care about that.
I don't
saw
give a
it
shit
already.
At all. Wait, the tag champs, the AOP against the Usos,
Bar.
Oh. That could be fun.
AOP
is still a little too green for me.
I'll tell you what could be fun about that. The fact that they'll have Drake Maverick in their corner and the Bar will have the Big Show in their corner.
Well.
So they could probably make some fun stuff out of that. Just the optic of having Drake Maverick go one-on-one with the Big Show at some point in that match.
So now, wait a minute. Bobby Lashley made it into the Big Five, right?
Like that's it. He's that's on what, team, that's team what they're Raw. Called.
Yes. Yeah.
He's got to fucking stop wearing that headband.
Ziggles.
He's got to stop wearing that
Claymore.
Headband. Strowman. Claymore was amazing yesterday. His promo was off the charts. I enjoyed the shit out of that.
Finn and Lashley.
I'm glad Finn is getting away from that Balor Club for Everyone bullshit, too. And I'm actually taking him a little more seriously these days.
Do you know who's on Team SmackDown?
Shane McMahon.
All right.
Of course.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Look,
I like Shane. I'm sick of him wrestling. Miz is fine.
Daniel Bryan.
Fine.
Samoa Joe.
Okay.
And Rey Mysterio.
Stupid.
Fucking guy.
Rey Mysterio's stupid.
Fucking crippled leg Mysterio is going to help out. Why is Shane McMahon on that team? And why are the Miz and Daniel Bryan and Samoa Joe all working together?
They're co-captains.
Miz and Daniel Bryan hate each other, and Samoa Joe don't like anybody. He's like the fucking Bad News Brown of the match.
That's a second Bad News Brown reference tonight.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. Bad News Brown was instrumental in those first couple Survivor Series.
Because he walked out on his teams.
Both times. Yep.
Do you think this Team Raw and this Team SmackDown are worse than last year's?
Okay, give it to me.
I feel like I've seen the Raw team as a team 8 million times already.
Well, because you've seen those guys 8 million times every week.
Well, two members of Team Raw were also on Team Raw last year. Braun
Lashley?
And Finn.
Oh.
No, what? Lashley did not come in until after WrestleMania.
All right. We had this
discussion. All right, stop breaking my balls.
All right, the rest of Team Raw was Angle, Joe, and Triple H.
That's right.
Oh, great.
All right, Team SmackDown last year.
Quad Man and No Neck.
We only have one returning member.
Samoa?
Shane McMahon.
Oh.
Well,
Samoa
wonderful.
Joe is on Raw.
Because he's the best in the world.
So Shane, Randy, Bobby.
Randy!
Bobby Roode, Shinsuke, and Cena.
Good that team sounds much better than this year's team.
I feel like SmackDown is the A show again.
No.
To me.
When was the last time you watched SmackDown?
2 weeks ago, probably.
Okay.
Well,
2 weeks ago.
Maybe it was good 2 weeks ago. I don't know.
It's probably because of Becky Lynch.
She's got to cut.
And AJ.
She's got to cut a hell of a promo tonight telling everybody to fuck off since they took her out of this match.
She didn't travel, right?
No, she didn't.
They do like a...
We're firing on all cylinders here.
What? She didn't travel.
You said that she has to cut a heck of a promo tonight. How could she do that if she didn't travel?
Well, she didn't travel last night. That doesn't mean she didn't travel today.
They could do from a satellite.
No, she's got to be there. She's got to come out. She could be like, fuck you all. She really does.
Verbatim.
Seriously.
I think that's a killer. I think that really hurts the Survivor Series.
Yes, it hurts the Survivor Series.
I don't think...
I'm going to sneeze, you fucking...
I honestly don't think they gave a shit about this once they booked Crown Jewel 2 weeks before it. They couldn't care less about
this. Well, nobody gave a shit about Crown Jewel. Nobody gives a shit now about Survivor Series. So kudos, bravo, and mazel tov to all of you at WWE. Thank you very much.
Looks pretty.
Thank you, Nia Jax. And thanks to Tamina as well for just being there.
What did you think of them at the
Samoan SWAT team?
No.
Bailey and Sasha?
No, they needed a fifth member for, yes, they needed a fifth member for the women's team.
I thought it was genius.
Gotta swerve, bro. Swerve, bro.
I thought it was pretty genius that Alexa would do something sneaky like that.
Ah, bitty, bitty sneaky.
She manipulated your girls, and she manipulated Natty Neidfart, and she's got Ruby Riott on the team after Natty got her dad's glasses squashed.
I didn't like that either.
If they really wanted to do it, they should have just put all three of the Riott squad in there and fucked Natalya, too. Then you'd have six.
They might do it yet. Maybe they take Nia out of the match tonight.
Nah, but then you'd have Mickie James and there'd be six of them.
Roast beef sandwich.
Why would you take Nia out?
To punish her for what she did.
It was an honest mistake. It's wrestling.
I don't know, dude. She's sloppy McSlop a lot. I'm curious. What happened? Wasn't Duke the Dumpster there?
He was there. He was throwing cans around.
Oh, and Zeus was there too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he got a weird promo.
What did he say?
He kept confusing his Friday and his Zeus character. And he couldn't remember if he should curse or not because there were kids in the crowd and everything.
Wait, he saw there were kids in the crowd and he couldn't remember if he shouldn't curse?
No, because he accidentally slipped and dropped an S-bomb.
Well,
but
I mean,
it was fun, though. It was a good time.
You're talking about a promotion whose origins had New Jack booked on every show, so, you know.
Yeah. But
I don't know. Anything exciting? I saw there's a new belt and a new champion.
Yeah. Chris Payne, former guest of the show, won the WrestlePro Girl Championship.
Good for him.
So
I like Chris Payne.
With shenanigans in between with Mario Bocara and all that good stuff.
Shenanigans.
Super crazy. And Matt McIntosh had a great match that kicked off the show.
I'm still very surprised Matt McIntosh has not gotten that big chance yet. Still very surprised.
Yeah. He went over. He won. It was a good match. A lot of fun. McIntosh was getting McIntosh chance all night. He had some of the Wildcat guys come in. Jay Spade. The Wildcat champion, he retained in a four-way over Dipsy. I mean, I'm not going to go match by match. I'm just saying.
Well, it sounds like you are.
No. I mean, I'm kind of at a loss right now. So the woman had a great match. Kate, the alien, Kristen Stratlatter, and what's her name? Scarlett Bordeaux. The hot. What's she called?
You know what? Since we're getting into Impact, I fucking hate that whole gimmick. I hate that whole gimmick. I hate that whole story with her. Fala Ba and KM. They got sucked into that dog shit this week on Impact. Did you watch Impact on Thursday?
This Thursday? No.
It's okay if you didn't, because I didn't watch the week before, but maybe I didn't.
The time slot thing did throw me off again.
No, but you know what? The great thing was my DVR actually caught up with it. Like, it was set to record the show and not the time. I guess that's how that technology works. So, stuff that I liked, honestly, they had the Killer Cross match, the main event, with Johnny Mundo.
This was
this past week, yeah. Wasn't it? I did watch the right show, didn't I?
Yeah, I hope.
I did. The match was shorter. It was more of a power struggle thing, but Moose got thrown out. Yo, we'll get to Moose in a second.
Uh-oh.
But Killer Cross looked good. I think Matt's right I'm sorry, you need a beverage? Are you okay? Oh, no, he's okay. He's drinking. Killer Cross was a killer. I think I tend to agree with Matt now. I think he's got potential. Johnny Mundo's Johnny Mundo. He was fine. The match that fucking threw me off was Moose and Eddie Edwards. It was their blow-off match. Moose wins, but that wasn't the whole thing. Eddie Edwards jumps off the top, and Moose catches him on his shoulders, so it's like his balls are in his face. And he fucking Chuck power bombs him over the top, all the way 20 feet down the ramp they got. He fucking bumped on the ramp and they played it like he was dead. Like Alicia came out and she's fucking telling Moose to stop and she's getting in his face, telling him to back off. And the referees are trying to stop it. And Eddie Edwards kind of does the little fucking the Devon Dudley kind of twitch to get up. Then they get back in the ring. I forget what else they went for, but Moose hit the fucking spear, the spinning spear, and he pinned them. Fucking Moose went over, dude. After all the bullshit with the kidnapping and the fight with the pool cue and Eddie Edwards being on the roof saying he was insane and all this shit, fucking Eddie Edwards loses the fucking and to end the feud with no fucking shenanigans or anything. That's pretty crazy.
Moose is a monster.
No, he is. Fucking Brian Cage went to went to OVE country. He went out to Rockstar Pro out in Ohio. Because he was going out there to take on Sami Callihan. And then the Chris guys interfered when Brian Cage was ready to wrap it up. Then I guess all the trainees came out. They fucking, they beat on Brian Cage, dude. Every single guy, it was like they were running drills on him. They got him down. Swanton, Swanton, Swanton. They beat the piss out of him, dude. I don't know why he even went there. I wouldn't have went there. 10-on-1, 20-on-1?
Not
you
smart.
You gotta be kidding me.
Not smart.
Scarlett Bordeaux, I told you that whole thing was dog shit. Oh, Eli.
I don't see a lot of her other than like the promos with that.
I get.
I know she was doing like the open audition, like send your tapes.
Yeah,
and
well,
and that.
That's the thing. Like I get they're trying to do something different with her. I don't care.
I've only seen one match of her, and it was this past weekend. It was fun.
Oh, Jordynne Grace debuted against Katarina. I think Katarina. No offense to the dear sweet Katarina, friend of the show. I think she's become like the enhancement talent when the knockouts come in.
All right.
Because she always seems to wrestle the new girls, and she's fine, but then she always gets her ass handed to her, you know?
I didn't like that match.
You didn't like it?
I think it was very similar to the Matt Riddle debut.
That was a weird NXT match, yeah.
Oh, you think, like, Katarina got too much?
I think.
But you see, that's the problem, though. Like, here's the day and age without jobbers. When you have everybody and they're a star, it's very hard to just let them get squashed. I agree you need to do it. But it's hard to do.
Right, but they were in New York City, and they used WrestlePro guys throughout the show. The week before that, the Desi Hit Squad beat the Beach Bums in a complete squash. Like, they couldn't take a WrestlePro girl and just let Jordynne Grace squash her. And then on the flip, like, in NXT, they couldn't just let Matt Riddle squash someone. They spend all this time and effort building these people up with these awesome vignettes, and then Katarina's getting in all this offense. Whoever Matt Riddle wrestled on NXT 2 weeks ago, he got in a bunch of moves. I feel like it takes away from all the hype. They hype these people all the way up, and you got Jordynne Grace doing one-handed push-ups, and she ain't no small cup of tea. She's a pretty thick girl.
Now you see,
she's fucking Diesel.
You see, that kind of thick, I don't want to go back to Nia again, but that kind of thick, I'm down with.
I don't think she's any different than Nia.
Yeah, she is.
But I don't think they do these people, I don't think they do them any kind of favors if you're going to build them up with these vignettes.
We right watched now. Raw. We dissected Raw. We talked about Survivor Series. You pulled up some information from last year's team. Thank you for that. We've been talking about Impact. We got Quack Like a Duck calling in about a half an hour.
Yeah, we do.
The show's rolling, bro.
We're rocking and rolling.
We are moving along.
7 years long, 7 years strong.
We are rocketing towards your birthday and episode 400.
That's it.
And the Christmas celebration.
Don't forget, I don't know if I told you, so I'm not going to put it out on the air.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I don't want to say something and then it'd
be
no. like... No, it's not bad. I thought I put it in the group message, but...
Oh, no.
I'll hold off until the break. I just want to make sure I said... No, it's good.
Is it what I'm thinking?
No, I don't think it's that.
Oh.
What are you thinking?
I think he's thinking like...
Oh, no.
Unless I'm all...
What are you thinking?
I'm not thinking anything. I'm thinking what I think he's thinking.
So he's thinking something.
I think he's thinking something that has nothing to do with wrestling altogether.
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Whew.
No.
Whew.
I think he's thinking what my brother... just had.
I was thinking that
No.
Maybe the Devils are down one.
No, congratulations, by the way. Uncle Cheese times two.
That's it.
Yes.
No, it's wrestling related. Oh, whatever.
Okay, never mind.
I think Kevin knows. No, I think I told Kevin last week.
If it has something to do with what I think it has something to do, yes, I think I'm aware. I think I actually commented on it. Why are we opening the 15th wall, Matt? I know you want to relax, but we can't relax about everything.
I'm relaxed.
What else happened on Impact, for 2 hours.
The OGs took on the Lucha Brothers.
Yeah, that was a pretty good match. Dude, Hernandez cracks me up more and more every week.
He's a big fan of the suck it.
Yes, he is, and he tippy-toes it too. Like, he's almost like, suck it. But what wowed me in that match most of all, Phoenix goes off the top with the flip, and then about a minute later, Hernandez just fucking runs at the ropes. Dude, he did like the fucking old characters used to do on pro wrestling on Nintendo. He dove over the top and didn't even touch the fucking thing. That's amazing for a 280-pound guy.
You love Phoenix.
I love Phoenix, dude. He's amazing. He could be one of my favorites, except for the fact that Eli Drake was also on the show.
Ugh, I hate the shit they're doing with him.
I hate it, but he stuck it to Joseph Park, and that made me very happy.
Are they like a line now? Because I thought I saw that Joseph Park was like in the ring with him as he was cutting a promo.
Yeah, yeah, because Joseph Park was going to be his attorney when he was suing Impact for unsafe work environment. But then it turned out to all be a ruse, and he beat the shit out of Joseph Park. And he was talking so much shit to him as he was beating him up. It was great. Great. That guy's a star. That guy should be coming through NXT and going up to WWE.
Well, he had the chance. I think he said no.
Why? Why? I don't get it. I just don't get it. I think that's... Was that the all of Impact? Oh, it was Final... Was it Final Battle? Final Fury?
Final Hour.
Final Hour. Yeah, that's what it was called.
That's what I was getting at before.
Well, I had no idea it was called Final Hour. Oh, and the one last thing. The Alley fucking Demon Train is rolling on.
Oh, you like that, don't you? With Kira Hogan?
Yeah, Kira's like, oh, you know, they're doing their little backstage. Like, oh, I can't believe it. What about Rosemary? And then fucking James Mitchell comes out. He's like, hi, ladies. You could show me your tits and make all this go away right now.
No, James Mitchell did not say anything like that.
He didn't say anything about it. But he was thinking it. You could tell in his eyes.
So James Mitchell, I like, he's back?
So, yeah. So apparently, Ali still owes James Mitchell something for helping her get into the dark side. That whole, you know, active thing with Rosemary and the coffins and everything. And, he's like, I can get you this and I can get you that and I can get you Sue Young and blah, blah, blah. He's like, do we have a deal? And he puts out his hand and she's ready to shake his hand. And Kira Hogan's like, you crazy bitch, what are you doing? And she's like, no, I know what I'm doing. And next thing you know, Sue Young is behind James Mitchell. And then Allie, they did the fucking mega powers, not really, but they shook hands and it's like, oh shit, now she went to the dark side. So who's Kira Hogan going to recruit to help her out? I don't know. Now you got three crazy bitches. Now you got Allie, you got Sue Young, and you got Rosemary.
Yeah, but you don't see much of Rosemary.
Is she hurt?
I don't know what they're doing with her.
She might be on one of those jobs where she's like...
Is she Canadian?
Yes. Her alter ego is Canadian. She's like from the depths of whatever.
Would it be like a visa issue?
I didn't even think of that. I don't think so, because isn't she slated to make appearances around?
She was at the big event, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, was she?
I thought I saw pictures.
Well, she was. It was last week, wasn't
it? Oh, then maybe she doesn't have... Maybe she did when they did the tapings, though.
Unless they're keeping her off air just to sell the fact that, you know, she's supposed to be creeping around. But she was there for that vignette, you know, and she's like, you got to get out of here. Unless Rosemary comes out of that and she teams up with Kira Hogan.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, look at Tony booking for Impact.
Well, as bad as the action, as bad as parts of that storyline were, it still has potential to be interesting, and I think that's the way you flip-flop it.
Yeah, I think they peaked at the pay-per-view.
Oh, with that? With the,
what, she killed, whether with she like, hit her with the fucking hatchet? She didn't die?
In the neck, no less, right? Well, that was Impact.
There you go.
Impact might have been better than Raw. Might have been. Because Raw just had some awful shit. I'm so tired of Lashley. I'm so tired of that shit.
I'm so tired of it all.
No, the Strowman stuff was fun in the beginning when he was giving Stephanie shit.
But it's the same. Me and Kevin talked about this last week. It's the same recycled shit with Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
They build him, and then they don't give him the ball. They give it to Brock. And Brock showed up, and he beat up Jinder Mahal and the Singh brothers. Like, who really gives a shit?
Oh, that's what we didn't talk about. When Jinder came out and they were doing the chakra, whatever that shit.
Shanti.
Whatever. That first Singh brother got dropped on his fucking head, dude.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, oh my God, he just killed it. And then the dude was trying to hide under the ropes and he grabbed him by the fucking pants. I'm like, no, no, no. I'm like, please, he's hurt. Don't drop him again. After that first one, though, he made sure he was giving them distance instead of, like, just dropping them on the point of their head. It's where they were actually taking, like, back bumps, you know? But that dude, I was like, what the fuck? That was rough. That was rough. I can't believe I forgot to comment on that, but, yeah.
I hate Brock Lesnar.
I know, but, that's what I had heard. I heard that
hates Brock Lesnar?
No, that the reason why Brock Lesnar is back in the picture is more because Braun Strowman apparently pisses people off backstage, and even though he doesn't mean to. They're saying that he might not be ready for the big time yet because he rubs certain people the wrong way.
Yeah, this was kind of going to be my going home.
Oh, you got to tell me what your going home's going to be. I have three. You want to pick one?
No. But it's
at least he has three.
Actually, I have four.
I had three on the way over here. Then,
oh, no, wait.
Then we're all going to be stuff that we're going to talk about.
I talked about Stan Styles' Popeye forearm, so I guess I only have three.
That was going to be your going home?
No, I have a short list of going homes, and that was on the bottom of the list. That's why I brought it up. Oh, so I got better ones. Don't worry.
Shouldn't have you even been on the list.
Listen, I'm brainstorming. Jesus I prepped for the show while I was sending emails and texts and Facebook messages and all this other nonsense to make sure somebody has a happy birthday next week.
Oh, I'm going to have a fucking happy birthday.
Oh, I'm sure you,
you are. Your fucking bottom dollar.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do you want to hear? Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Because you didn't respond once in the group text message. Did you enjoy me and Kevin's toy show experience through the messages?
What? Wait, did you wind up going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because I just saw Kevin went, and I saw he was posting stuff going like, I can't help it. I don't have much money, but I feel like I need to spend it. There's shit here, but there's shit that I need.
$15.
It was very disappointing.
Well,
I was I mean, don't get me wrong. They had a lot of wrestling toys, but the Hasbro stuff was very minimal.
Yeah. Probably because a lot of people are into collecting them now. Hasbros are big, dude. You guys got into it, and a lot of people are into them right now.
I think you have a point. And I also think that the time that we got there, a lot of people may have gotten there way before us.
Yeah, when I drove by at like 8:30 in the morning, like people were already like lining up outside. Yeah.
I didn't get there till like around 1:30, I'll say.
Yeah, because I wasn't far behind you.
Gone by then.
Yeah.
So. I mean, there was stuff. I got an axe. I finally needed an axe, so I didn't have to steal yours.
That's right.
I didn't even know I had one.
Fuck, you were right, Kevin.
He would have never known.
That broken British Bulldog and the Jake the Snake missing
the
tail.
Wait. I have a broken British Bulldog?
You will next week.
Okay. The old switcheroo.
Oh, you fuck.
I brought a British Bulldog and his actions were broke, and I was so pissed off. And I went right to eBay, and it was in the description. I was just so excited because it was like $6.
So you didn't read the description? Yeah,
that's also why I got a Jake with half a tail.
Wait, Jake has half a tail?
This snake is missing like half the tail. Because the accessories are the hardest part.
No shit. You know how many people make bootleg accessories, like duplicates, and they sell for crazy amounts of money?
Yes.
Even for the LJNs?
Scammers.
Like, I think, no, they put out there.
Oh, yeah.
But they still command a lot of money because some of them look damn good. I don't know.
I don't like it.
I got my big, I used to call them my big rubber figures. I got my big rubber Andre, my big
They had a lot of LJNs there.
LJNs are cool.
Not a lot of this, again, a lot of the same ones at multiple tables and not in the best shape ever. And like I went there, like Matt, with the sole purpose of trying to find certain Hasbros. That's what I wanted. That's what I went there for. I did buy some stuff, but not nearly what I wanted. I got a couple Jax Bone Crunchers and some ECW figures.
Wait,
so.
Do you guys buy a lot from eBay?
He yes. does.
You I buy don't. Lots or you just buy individual?
Oh, lots of.
No, I mean, do you buy a lot of them? And then also, do you buy lots of them? Meaning, like, do you buy them in groups or do you just go for individuals?
Usually,
well?
It's because the groups, you're either going to find, like, the same five or six figures, like Brutus, Akeem, the Bushwhackers, maybe Hacksaw. A DiBiase, a Hacksaw. A lot of the same figures go for very... A lot of the first Hogans, the Warriors, you'll see them lumped together. Boss Man.
That's what it was and what we saw on Saturday.
Do you get a lot of, like, there's one golden figure that you're after, but you have to buy, like, 9 Marty Jannettys along with it?
It depends on what the price was. I would do that, though, if I saw it.
Like, but then what do you do with 9 Marty Jannettys?
Whatever. See, you're paying for that one figure. And
do you
just
have like, just a Rockers-only Royal Rumble?
Jannetty-Palooza?
Don't you think it would be more, because I've done it. I've looked at the lots that I have, like what am I going to do with, like, another DiBiase?
What am I going to do?
But then it's, like, how much the lot is versus just buying the figure individually.
Right.
Like, I think I'd spend the extra $5 just so I don't have fucking not, all right, I don't know, 8 o'clock, right?
No, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't respond yet.
I haven't, I closed Twitter. Gave up on Twitter.
Well, good for you. Now our
Thank
guest
you.
Is hanging. You're the best.
But I would rather spend just if I don't want fucking 9 Marty Jannettys. I had to take all my Bendems out of off the shelf today so I could fit the extra figures.
Figures. Hey, can I tell you a quick story about buying extra Marty Jannettys? So I was on this kick for a little while when I was buying Nintendo carts where I was looking for like the original 1985 releases, which were essentially the games from Japan. Which had converters slapped into the cart instead of like actually being made for the Nintendo. They were made for the Famicom. So they were small.
The fuck's the Famicom?
The Japanese Nintendo.
Super Nintendo. Japanese Nintendo, yeah.
So the pins are different. So when you buy a converter, you have to get one that like either shrinks down or widens out, depending on which one you're trying to convert to. So when Nintendo first started putting these carts out, they would use the Famicom chips, but just plug it into a converter and slap the converter inside the cartridge shell. So Gyromite was known for these things as well, as well as Excitebike, Kung Fu, like a bunch of the original games. I bought a box of 30 Gyromites. Thank you. For $30, I found three of them that had converters.
He warned me that he was going to be gassy.
Well, thanks. Why don't you take the old microphone box? Yeah, of course it does.
Like poop.
Fucking animal.
Like poops.
All right. If you don't give a shit about my story, let's take a commercial
break. No, you were telling a story.
So I bought I bought 30 of them for $30.
30?
30 Gyromites like for $30.
That's a lot.
I found three of them after opening all of them that had the converters. So I kept those, put the other 27 back in a box, sold them for $45.
All right.
Sometimes it's worth it.
Yeah, but nobody wants 9 Marty Jannettys.
No, you never know. And you guys don't customize anything.
I don't. I can't.
See, even that's the thing. LJNs, people are heavy into customizations of them. Like, I'm talking, they put them in the oven. Yeah. So they'll get soft.
And you melt them, right?
No, it at the right temperature, it gets them soft so they could bend them and stuff. They'll cut body parts off of one and stick it on another to get like different figures and different poses the right way.
People do them in the Hasbro group that we're in. They customize the shit. And some of them look really good.
Some of them are dog shit.
Oh,
yeah, but
man.
You know what? You can't rip on the guys that are doing bad work, like, you know, because they're trying. They're having fun.
I guess, but you got to look at it and be like, yeah, you know what? This doesn't look like Smash at all.
It looks like you smashed them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can we take a commercial break before we call Stan Stiles? Oh, wait, that was last week.
Yeah.
Before we call Rob Killjoy?
Because they're going to ruin the first half of the show, probably.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's calling in at 8.
I already told him. Did you tell him, too?
I thought.
I sent that message.
Double eights.
Ah, oh, Jesus.
Okay, yeah, 8.
All right, back after this.
Cock.
Tony here. Sorry, always wanted to do that, even though I wind up doing that every week. But guys, you know, the holidays are just around the corner. Christmas time, Hanukkah time, Kwanzaa time, whatever time. You're going to be doing your online shopping through Amazon. Why not do it through us? Go to amazon.shiningwizards.com. Click on your country's banner. And when you shop, we get a little bit of the cut that Amazon would normally take. Now, you're not paying anything extra, but their profits get a little bit into our pockets, and we keep this gravy train rolling. So this year, when Santa's coming down the chimney and you're not getting credit for what you bought, you can have a smile on your face when you realize that your purchases help to support the Shining Wizards.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message.
Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Because we're up all night.
Too sweet. No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
Kevin, can you tell me whose theme music this is?
Mae Young?
No, right time period, wrong wrestler. Right time period, meaning the music is from
Freddy Blassie.
No. Matt, any ideas?
Is it Rick Rude?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's the fuck me. One.
It's the stripper.
I should have known that. That's a fucking toss-up. That's a layup.
Yes, it is. But I get why you would think it's an older wrestling talent. This is my favorite part of the whole song right here. Listen to just the drum beat. Listen to this.
I can't even hear you.
Loud horn section.
Yeah, but just the That's horns fair. With. Oh, I wanted the people to hear it at home. You know, people listening live on the rant, and not only listening live on the rant, but the ones that support us, especially our Patreon producers, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Come support us. Only $1 gets you all the inside information. What inside information? You got to join to find out. Hey, my list didn't pop up. Did your list pop up?
I have a list. If you want to do something for my birthday next week. Right? Don't write happy birthday on my wall. Don't. Go to Patreon. Go to patreon.com/wizardspodcast and just donate $1.
$1!
$1? You get to be a producer. You get priority on weekly questions that we're going to ask on the show.
If you're on a better level. If you donate more.
Oh, if you donate more.
Yeah, if you're $1, you become a producer, and we thank you every week live on the show like we're about to do to our current producers. But if you donate more, we got more goodies. You could ask us questions. You could have call-ins like Manny Kratzel did a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
You could get your name at shiningwizards.com, your very own personal email forwarding system, right to you.
Do we have a new banner from Hummer?
No, she hasn't given us a few banners. I think she likes to embarrass Kevin week after week.
I think she only did it once. We sold a KJG shirt.
Yes, we did. If you want a KJG shirt, don't forget to go to prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards. Or you can go to shiningwizards.com/merch. You'll be able to get to the Pro Wrestling Tees site from there. Don't forget, next week, the big World Pro Wrestling Tees sale. 20% off pretty much everything in the store. At least.
I can't believe it's 40% off Pro Wrestling Tees merch, 30% off New Japan, and 20% off everything else.
Yeah, there you go. So if you want to get some brand new Shining Wizard shirts on the cheap.
Please.
Yeah, please. Buy some shirts. We got some good ones. Matt's got his own shirt. Kevin's got his own shirt. And
You don't have your own shirt.
I don't have my own shirt.
What happened
yet.
To the Lucky Pierre shirt?
Listen, we're going to go into everything now that we should be talking about.
No, that was a good idea. The sandwich shirt?
Yeah, I know, but nobody liked the design, and then I kind of lost favor. I still have it in development. I could punch it up if you want to take a look at it.
Let's thank our Patreon producers before we go any further.
Yeah.
Our friend Cindy Ardone.
Yes, thank you for saying that right.
Dan Rusinello.
Yes.
Who is not twins with his brother Anthony.
But they're both handsome guys.
Kathy Hummer.
Thank you, Hummer.
Mr. Kratzo.
Kratzo.
I need to check, and I need to make sure he got his T-shirt.
Yeah, and Kratzo better stop using the potty language.
Mike, well, he write all his Facebook posts are in, what is he,
German.
What is German?
Yes.
Mike Martinelli.
Yeah, Mike.
And Sean Toe.
Sean Toe. We were having a nice little chat with Big Rich McDonald today about the Becky Lynch situation.
He wasn't just throwing up pictures of Ty Dillinger?
No, I hate when he does that shit, but we still love him. Thank you for your support, everyone. Thank you. We're about 5 minutes away from
the Killjoy, right?
Jesus Christ! Yes, Ron Killjoy, Rob Killjoy. I'm gonna fuck this up. I'm gonna be Matt for this interview, and I'm gonna fucking stutter and stammer.
It ain't easy.
No, I know it's not.
It ain't easy.
Well, you know, these things happen.
Do we want to get into NXT War Games? What happened on NXT this week?
Yes. You know what? Since you follow the NXT, I saw the commercials. It's great they're doing War Games. They're actually doing two teams of five this year. No,
two teams of four.
Oh, all right.
It's four. Yeah,
it's the Undisputed
four.
Era against
Dunn, War Raiders, and Ricochet.
There you go.
Okay, so how is Pete Dunn involved in this? Has he been doing a lot more with the regular with NXT in the States?
No, but this all stems back to when Roddy turned his back on Pete Dunn and he joined the Undisputed Era.
But Oh, but Roddy...
Or when Pete turned his back. No, Roddy turned his back on Pete.
The Dusty Rhodes classic.
Yeah.
Okay, so then who's on Pete Dunne's team aside from the war...
Ricochet.
Oh, Ricochet. I'm sorry. I got him confused. Keep going. Go ahead.
But you started the conversation.
No, he was telling me about how Pete Dunne wound up on the team and whatnot.
Right.
And they're taking on Undisputed.
That's how.
Yes.
Oh, fuck you guys.
All right. NXT, another great week, another great show. Loving the Forgotten Sons.
Let me ask you this. Thoughts on, like, you know how we say, like, NXT is good because it doesn't use the same people every week? They kind of cycle in, cycle out different guys. When I saw Heavy Machinery come up in that match, I'm like, what have these guys been doing? Like,
right? I had high hopes for them, maybe.
Like, I know Oleg, what's his name, had that match against...
Oleg Taktarov is in
Otis
NXT?
Otis Dezubius.
Dozvik.
He had the match with...
Ciampa, right?
Yeah, which was fine. But other than that, like, I'm just like, wow, these guys are still a thing.
I was really into them going into the Dusty Rhodes Classic. I really thought they had some legs under them. But like Kevin said, they get sprinkled in. This is the first time I've seen the Forgotten Sons too.
Yeah. Spent a lot of time bashing how we see the same shit like Bobby Lashley's. Like, so we can't really complain about both. But can there be like that happy medium where like you don't forget about the guys when they're not on the show? Is that too hard?
Well, NXT
that's
only
not
has,
even a sarcastic
they
question.
They only have an hour, don't they?
Yeah. So it's tough, I guess.
You know, when WWE has 5 hours every week, that's the other thing we didn't talk about. This was the first episode of Monday Night Raw that did not have an overrun in over 18 years.
11 o'clock on the dot, right?
Yeah.
That's a new thing they're doing.
And it's beautiful. I didn't mean to take away from you, but I was just thinking about it because we were talking about comparison NXT to WWE, 5 hours versus 1 hour.
Why is it beautiful, though?
Because I don't have to fucking wait till 11:17 to watch some idiot fucking like stand over somebody and they roll, we're out of time, we gotta go.
Shivani hasn't done a broadcast in years.
Oh, we didn't even talk about
it. He did NWA 60.
That's a good point.
That's right. 70.
So whatever.
700.
I'm back in the past.
We didn't even talk about Ambrose burning his Shield gear.
Oh, fuck him too.
Really?
He doesn't owe you an explanation, Tom.
Yeah, he doesn't owe anyone anything. And you know what else I hate?
The fancy car he was sitting on.
What kind of car was that? It was like a Ford Escort.
That's what I thought it was, like a Civic or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was weird. It's just this.
Yeah,
really,
I thought he was going to light the car on fire.
Like a really red, really red car, and then a fire, a barrel with a fire.
And you know what?
It. It
I didn't put weird. Two and two together. I'm like, why is he throwing his backpack in the flame? I honestly didn't know at first. I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
I'm done with school.
It was bad. It was bad. And here's the part I hate the most, Renee. You're probably the closest one.
God.
To enough!
They did it last week, too.
Yeah, I know. It's so dumb. Even during Crown Jewel, they were asking her about him because Rollins was wrestling.
She was like, I'm just lucky to be here.
Yeah, he doesn't hit me yet.
wait till that develops.
Fucking Beaver Cleavage 2018.
Oh, God. I completely forgot about that.
She's sitting at the announce desk, and all of a sudden, fucking, what's his name? Brad Siegel over there, whatever his name is going on.
Corey Graves?
Thank
Brad
you.
Siegel?
I was thinking Byron Saxton. I'm like, that's not
the
right.
The fucking executive from WCW?
All right, so wait. Not only did you confuse Corey Graves with Brad Siegel, you confused Byron Saxton with Brad
I thought
Siegel?
First I was thinking Braxton Sutter, and then Brian Saxton. I'm like, I'm lost.
Braxton, what the?
Pepper Parks.
You know what took me randomly? I was trying to think of what his name was on the indies before he was Braxton Sutter, and it took me like an hour to come
Pepper
to Pepper Parks. Yeah. I kept saying Cherry Bomb.
Well, Cherry Bomb.
Like, I was like, was Braxton Sutter Cherry Bomb?
That's Allie.
That's Allie.
You ready for the guest?
I'm always ready.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the Shining Wizards Hotline, one half of the Ugly Ducklings taking part he's quacking already.
I love it.
Taking part in Wrestling Has It Tomorrow this Sunday night at the FET Music Hall. Mr. Rob Killjoy, you're with Kevin, Tony, and
I'm
Matt.
I'm Rob Killjoy.
What's up, Robbie?
Hello. Thank you for having me. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, can you quack?
Quack, quack.
My
quack
man.
Quack like a duck.
My man.
Oh, you got to play the song now. Have you ever heard the Quack Like a Duck song?
I have. I don't know if this is a family-friendly podcast, so I don't know if we could discuss that here. But I hate to come on and immediately
leave?
Correct you, but I'm actually one-third of the Ugly Ducklings. You must have forgotten about Coach Mikey.
That's right.
He's the large one.
It's a big boy.
I did forget about Coach Mikey.
How can you forget about Coach Mikey?
I'm a very stupid person.
I mean, I feel like we're getting off on the wrong web foot right now.
No, it's good. We're all good. I am literally the dumbest person in the room. So, it happened last week with most marketable Richard Holiday, and I just will continue to be an idiot.
How big do you think his traps are going to get, by the way?
I didn't know where you were going with that question.
Can you quack?
So how are you guys doing on this fine evening?
We're good. And, of course, you can see the Ugly Ducklings this Sunday, November 18th, at Fett Music Hall, as Matt mentioned, fighting Dynamite Danny Miles and Big Bacon, Brad Hollister. Mm. What are your thoughts going into this match,
like,
man?
I do like bacon. I'm a big fan of bacon.
I did not know ducks like bacon.
Well, I mean, this duck does. I mean, Lance doesn't like eggs, so just don't bring those up around him. I mean, I like eggs, you know.
Do ducks have teeth?
I'm not.
No. Well, this duck does. I don't know.
Well, how do they eat?
Well, I mean, have you never seen a duck eat?
No.
They just sort of like pick up the stuff and they kind of like goozle it down their throat, right?
Well, let me ask you this. How do you pay your bills?
I see what you did there because we're ducks. We got bills. Hey, I'm not a player. I just duck a lot.
Hello,
is this thing on?
You guys have a lot of like duck themed merch?
Yes. Have you seen our merchandise table? We have t-shirts, pictures, ducks, and more ducks. We got ducks for $3, ducks for $5, ducks for $1. We've got duck calls, best t-shirts of the game. We've got Coach Mikey, Duck Detective. We've got Stranger Wings. We've got Boonduck Saints. We've got Swimlins. Nice. We've got all sorts of stuff. T-shirts ever. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, stop by our merch table this Sunday in Providence, Rhode Island at Fett Music Hall at What Wrestling 8. You thought the first seven were crazy, this is going to be the biggest one yet.
It's going to be Quackers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's going to be insane.
This is where hack at the best.
You might have to reach out to the most marketable man and give him some advice, because you're pretty marketable yourself there, pal.
I mean, we try. I mean, ducks market themselves.
You guys ever see the biggest?
Like you said, we got bills.
You guys ever see that biggest rubber duck gimmick that they do? I don't know if they do it up in the Massachusetts area, the New England area. They do it down here. They have the world's largest rubber duck, and they have them go down the river between Camden and Philadelphia. And I was doing a food truck event there one year, and everyone was there, and the duck got stuck, and it never made it down the river.
The duck got
that's
stuck.
Unfortunate to hear. Thoughts go out to my duck-billed brethren. I hope that duck's okay. But I personally am aware of it, but I'm a little offended that we've yet to be invited to partake in such an event with the world's largest rubber duck. I mean, we're working on being the most famous ducks around, so I mean, why would you not have us at that event? It just makes sense.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I agree 100%. Talking about not getting the respect needed, wrestling has it tomorrow. The tag team scene is thriving, and the Ugly Ducklings are there to make a statement this Sunday night. Are you looking past Big Bacon and Danny to some of the other tag teams, Private Party, the Main State Posse, or is it one task at a time?
Well, I always have my goals set in the future, but I also have small-time goals. Like, say, so short-term goals would be – sorry, if I could correct myself, short-term goals, not small-time, because Dynamite Danny Miles and especially Big Bacon Brad Hollister, they're not small-time at all. But we do have unfinished business with Big Bacon. We ran across him in Warriors of Wrestling in Staten Island, New York. And we've got some unfinished business with him, so I don't think that Danny Miles, who we already beat, I don't think he could have picked a better tag team partner because that would get some redemption. I think we might be small. They might be able to throw us around, but we don't have to throw them to beat them. And then we look ahead to the Main State Posse. We look ahead to the Private Party. Both teams we have unfinished business with. I respect them very, very much. They are very good, and I always love mixing it up with them. However, the Ducks' record against them isn't isn't exactly up to snuff, if I may say so myself.
Absolutely.
And it gives me a chip on my shoulder. So I definitely have some plans in mind. We're going to go through Danny Miles and Brad Hollister this Sunday at Fett Music Hall. And then on the private party, on the main state posse, especially whoever wins that match. Because as far as I'm concerned, the Ugly Ducklings are here to make a splash in Providence, Rhode Island. And we're going to be the top team. And it's just a matter of time. So hopefully I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be paying attention, close attention to that tag team match between the main state posse and private party. I'm going to be paying close attention to the new team of Dan Moss and JT Dunn taking on Sammy Callahan and Jessica Havoc. Huge matches, but I want to beat all of them. I mean, I hope that Dan Moss wins the whole thing. That way we could be the ones to end his undefeated streak. I love him, but again, we're here to make a splash at what wrestling. Wrestling has a tomorrow, and that tomorrow is the Ugly Ducklings.
I mean, they don't get much tougher or much more badder than the quote-unquote Bayonne badass, Dan Moff. What makes you want to set your targets on him?
I mean, what better way to prove ourselves? I mean, again, he's stronger than us. He's bigger than us. He could throw us. He probably hits harder than us, but we don't have to be able to throw him. We don't have to be able to hit him as hard as he hits us in order to beat him. The Ugly Ducklings are unlike any team you've ever seen before. And we're going to show Providence, Rhode Island, and Fett Music Hall this Sunday exactly why that is. Our teamwork is matched by no one.
We do stuff
that you've never seen before. You've never seen before. So how could you prepare for it if you've never seen it before?
That's a very good point. We are obviously we are here on the line with Rob Killjoy, one third of the Ugly Ducklings at Three Mother Duckers on Twitter and Instagram, the Ugly Ducklings on Facebook. Let me ask you this real quick. Talk about your show, The Duck Pond, and how did that idea come up, and how's that going for you, and how is that letting the world know more about the Ugly Ducklings?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's pretty much, it would be the same thing if there were no cameras rolling. Somebody just started rolling a camera one day and got our interactions, and they thought it was pretty funny, and I was like, well, you know, we're just being us. We're just being your everyday normal ducks, just quacking. Hanging out with Ron Simmons and the Hardys and such. I mean, go on YouTube, check us out. Go look up some of the Duck Pods. We've had some very large guests.
That's right. And the latest episode, I believe, features MJF, if I'm not mistaken.
That is the second part with MJF. There's actually an older one also. But Facebook muted the end of it for some reason. So go check it out on Twitter, as he said, at Three Mother Duckers on Twitter and Instagram. And on Facebook, The Ugly Ducklings, but again, Facebook muted it, but you still go give our page a like.
Absolutely.
You can also follow us individually on Twitter, at I'm Rob Killjoy, that's me, I'm Rob Killjoy, at It's Coach Mikey, and I'm not sure if at Let's Lude's Twitter account is active again, but you know, you can try it out.
Attaboy. Let me ask you this, you guys obviously clearly have gotten around over the years, places like PWX, CZW, do you have a certain, region of the country that you prefer to work? Is it the New England area? Is it, you know, is it like South Jersey, Philadelphia? Where's like a favorite place of yours to perform?
The next one I'm performing at. I'm sorry, at which I'm performing. Sorry, everyone. Sorry, guys.
I like that.
Not bad at all.
I love wrestling. So I always love just getting out there and performing in front of fans. No matter where we are, whether it's in the middle of nowhere, West Virginia, whether we're on the other side of the country in California and Minnesota. But I'll tell you, what's quickly becoming one of my top favorites is Watt Wrestling, which you can catch at Fett Music Hall in Providence, Rhode Island this Sunday. What 8.
That's right. What
biggest
8.
What show today.
It
wrestling
is.
Has a tomorrow. A
lot of stuff. Big Battle Royal on the show. You mentioned the Dan Moff, JT Dunn versus Jessica Havoc.
We've got the AR Fox triple threat match.
That's it.
But the mayor of Fett, I saw his match last time against M-Dog Matt Cross, and it was under mayor's rules. I don't know if that's similar to Ducks rules, but I know we've never used a taser or anything.
For those of you who may not be familiar with Ducks rules.
Yeah, I'm curious. I want to know what are
Ducks rules.
Well, you're only limited by your imagination.
Ooh.
No tags, no rules, whatever you want to do. The ref's just there to count a pinfall. Normally, the rubber duckies make an appearance. The thumb quacks, as I call them.
Wow, that got me.
That actually took a second for me to get. But that's amazing. Wow, your puns are ridiculous.
And you sell thumb quacks, right?
Oh, yes.
Please tell
I'm sorry,
me,
go ahead.
Please tell me you sell thumb quacks.
I mean, we sell little ducks. I mean, I told you again, we sell ducks for a buck, ducks for $5, ducks for $3. Got duck calls. We had koozies there for a minute, but we sold out those. We got posters. We got pictures. We got T-shirts. Best T-shirts is gay. By the way, pictures are $7, but if you buy a T-shirt, picture only $5. So you get you a little deal, so you don't want to lose money. We also take cards, so it's like you're not even spending money.
That's awesome.
Yeah, don't tell that to my bank. Yep.
Well, don't worry. I won't.
Attaboy.
What are you guys financing? Is there some sort of like duck cave somewhere? Are you guys laying eggs to hatch some more ducklings to join you guys? Like what's the MO?
Have you ever been to Ponds Unknown?
No, I can't say God. I have.
Okay, and you won't. There's a reason for that. All right, we're here to talk about what wrestling this Sunday. And now you're asking me personal questions, and I don't want to be rude, but I don't really appreciate it.
Oh well, we want to get to know you as well. Of course, we love our friends at Wrestling Has It Tomorrow this Sunday. What 8?
Well, I mean, if you want to get to know us, you should go follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Three Mother Duckers.
That's a very good point. All right,
this has been Quacktacular.
Rob Killjoy. Follow him at I'm Rob Killjoy. Not I am. Literally, the letter M. Rob Killjoy. On Twitter, Three Mother Duckers on Twitter and Instagram, The Ugly Ducklings on Facebook. This Sunday, of course, you can see The Ugly Ducklings take on Dynamite Danny
Miles.
Make
sure to follow them. Make sure to follow What Wrestling on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all over the place. Follow up because they're blowing up. Like I said, this is only the 8th show, the first of many more to come, and it's the biggest one yet. I mean, I'm excited to see it. I can't wait.
And we're in Georgia
the night before. We're wrestling in Cornelia, Georgia, and then we've got to drive 16 and a half hours to get to Rhode Island.
Why don't you swim?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Why don't you fly or swim or you know?
Again, with the personal question.
I think that's a pretty normal question.
No.
Well, I mean, I think by the time we get to Georgia and wrestle, our tail section is going to be pretty tired.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's not like they asked you how big your bill was.
How big is your bill?
Oh, my God. All right.
Again, this is a family podcast. I don't know.
No,
if
say whatever you want,
oh,
my man.
Yes, please,
trust me, we deserve it.
Again, you can catch Wrestling As of Tomorrow this Sunday at Fett Music Hall, Providence, Rhode Island.
That's
JT Dunn and Dan Moss versus Sammy Callahan and Jessica Havoc, the Main State Posse versus Private Party. And you've also got the Ugly Ducklings versus Dynamite Danny Miles, Big Bacon Brad Hollister, and we are going to beat them, and then we're going to beat all the others. Top team of what wrestling? Top team everywhere we go. We are the best wrestling tag team champions. We are the longest reigning PWX wrestling tag team champions. And, well, if what wrestling, if they introduce tag team titles, we're going to win those too.
No doubt. The
grilled cheeses.
What a good company, man.
Ooh. You like grilled cheese?
I do.
Do you
grilled cheeses. We want to acquire as many as we can.
Do you do your grilled cheese with butter or mayonnaise?
I hate mayonnaise.
Ooh.
And I hate you for asking me that. I'm sorry that you had to see that side of me. I didn't mean to yell.
That's all right. We hate Matt for other reasons, too. It's okay.
No, we don't.
You guys ever eat cheeseburger pizza?
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had it with mayonnaise on there?
No, that's disgusting.
Exactly. So I went to a pizza place one time, wrestling-related story, unrelated. I went to a pizza place and got some cheeseburger pizza, and instead of sauce, they had mayonnaise, which was cooked, so it was hot mayonnaise on there, and I was very upset.
How come you don't get
that's a crazy thing.
How come you
that's
don't get
a crazy thing. Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard of such an abomination.
No, it's disgusting. I would think though, being a duck as yourself, you'd want to get a pizza with maybe some seeds or like some grass clippings, something like that.
That's not what we're talking about though.
No, but that's what I'm asking you. Or is that too personal?
Huh? I mean, I'm too focused on this mayonnaise laden pizza right now. Again, have you ever heard of such a thing?
No.
They acted like it was all normal.
No.
Like I'm the crazy one.
It's disgusting.
I'm not crazy. I'm just a duck.
That's it.
That's fair.
Crazy as duck.
It this seriously bothered you though? Like, let it go, man. Don't worry about it.
Do, No, I can't let it go. I will never forget. Hashtag never forget.
Hashtag me too.
What was that?
I'm traumatized. I am traumatized, and this duck doesn't take that lightly.
No, no, nor should you.
Hear it in my voice. Hear how serious I am.
But seriously, you put the mayo on the bread instead of the butter. It cooks it better.
Why?
That sounds disgusting.
Because it's delicious.
I've never heard of that.
No, but no. I want to thank you. I want to tell you that I appreciate you firing me up. I'm going to take all this anger. I'm going to think about this all week. This Sunday, I'm going to unleash on Dynamite Danny Miles and Big Bacon Brad Hollister. I'm going to use all this emotion, all this anger. I'm going to use that this Sunday, and that's going to propel us to victory. So I appreciate you.
There it is. That's a perfect way to end a great interview with Rob Killjoy, one-third of the Ugly Ducklings.
Yeah, give that Big Bacon a kick in his big ass.
Yeah, do work, kid.
No problem. I'm going to lift him up over my head. I'm going to use the anger.
Oh, be careful. Don't hurt your wings.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right. Man.
And we will see everyone this Sunday again. Fest Music Hall, Wrestling After Tomorrow, Providence, Rhode Island. Huge show. Bell time, 5 p.m. Come out. Quack along with us. Buy a t-shirt. If you're not a fan, if you're unfamiliar with us, watch our match. Then you definitely will be.
Attaboy.
Quack, quack. Thank you, guys.
Thank
have a
you
nice
very
night.
Rob. Thank you very much, man.
That was awesome.
Yes, it was.
That was awesome. I don't know what you guys said to him, but I came out of the bathroom and he was quite upset.
Tony mentioned something.
Well, he said he told us what a duck rules match was.
Okay.
He said it was just a referee counting a pin, and he said sometimes you'll see thumb quacks, and that fucking lost me and Kevin.
That was a good one. Yeah.
So then we had a roll with that.
Hey, listen, the guy did what he had to do. We shilled the company, promoted it well, and
then he got pissed off with the stupidity at the end. He's like, "All right, well, I gotta go." But
yeah, that was as uncomfortable as an interview as you've ever
done.
That
was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was great, man.
Just shoot him an old mess.
It's going to happen 8 times next week, you know?
Oh, great. I can't wait. Great job by Kevin setting that up again at Wrestling Has It Tomorrow.
Great job, Kevin.
Thanks.
I mean, he had to take over because he booted me off of Twitter.
Great,
so.
Kevin. Outstanding, Kevin.
Don't be a dick, bro.
No, I'm not being a dick.
I'm trying to...
He's trying to
fix the fucking mojo
man. We're trying, both.
Jesus Christ. You don't have to do anything. You didn't do anything. I have fucking psycho issues, all right? Leave me alone.
Aww.
I made a whole spectacle of the show. Exactly. Exactly. What else you got over there? Any other funny new sounds, funny man?
Oh, wait.
Jesus God. What
no, I added a ton of, like, comeback music and going home music.
Well, I don't want come.
Like
that's not funny.
What, cum music?
It's cum music.
That's funny.
What is cum music?
I don't know. If I had
please
some, I'd be playing.
Enlighten me on the cum music. Can we get back... Oh, God. Again, thanks to Rob Killjoy of the Ugly Ducklings. Wrestling As of Tomorrow this Sunday. We're going to give away another pair of tickets.
Yes,
I'm assuming it's just easiest to do it on Twitter.
Yes,
Twitter
it is.
Giveaway.
Let me go ahead and announce the winner. If you're not following us on Twitter, shame on you.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
At Wizards Podcast, we announced the winner of the tickets for this Sunday's event at the FET Music Hall, Wrestling As of Tomorrow.
FET.
Brittany Nicole at Brittany Nicole 1101. She won the tickets. So she's got to show up, show some ID, and she'll get her tickets at Will Call.
Just and all she had to do.
It's that simple, people.
Was go to Wizards Podcast on Twitter and retweet our latest episode.
There you go.
Which she did. And she followed us in the meantime, too.
That's beautiful. You can't beat that.
No, you can't.
So thank you, Brittany Nicole 1101.
So we'll probably do a ticket giveaway before the weekend just so you can plan accordingly. How you're going to get to FET on Sunday. And the Patriots have a bye this week.
That's right.
So,
oh, you mean they're not going to destroy some other team?
Yeah, or Gronking.
They lost this week.
Gronk's not going to be hurt and fuck my fantasy football week up. He does the last 3 weeks. Piece of shit.
I turned on the Giants game for half a second to see the score yesterday. And I'm like, oh, 20-17. The Giants look like they might win one. Then I look at Frisco's record. Oh, they're 1-7 as well. Well, this is a fucking waste of time.
But they won.
They won.
Don't you have hope?
No. Are you serious?
This was the week that they could turn it around.
No. They'd have to run the table and say 14 Hail Marys.
Got
to
start somewhere.
During week 17.
Got to start somewhere.
No, it's over, dude.
No, listen, I know. But
Kevin's a Jets fan.
I'm a Jets fan. Listen, Misery Company.
When you're a Jet, you're...
Wow. Sorry. Really?
West Side Story. Good show.
Yes.
In what? Your face.
That's right. That's right.
What are you...
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, really?
I can't play anything here.
You have
that, oh, Jesus.
All right, never mind. That's a different conversation for after the show. No, because that website you sent me where you can convert them, it doesn't work anymore.
No, yeah, I found a different one. I'll have to send you over the link.
So we got back to NXT, and Kevin was talking about Heavy Machinery. Heavy Machinery.
Heaven Machinery?
Dude, did you listen to the last
we
week's
have this
show?
Heaven Machinery. It makes clouds and gates and harps.
You, I don't know if you could tell. I drank a whole bottle of Yago last week.
I didn't know until he told me today.
I can tell, and
Kevin
thought
I was drinking punch.
Yeah, I know.
The whole second half of the show, oh boy.
And Kevin's the bartender.
It was bad.
No,
it was bad last week.
Yago's poison to Matt.
Matt,
you have to keep Matt away
from
Yago.
Like I said, couldn't even tell.
Well, I listened back. I think I said, we're used to the WWF doing 4 pay-per-views a year. No, 4 pay-per-views a month.
What was...
Did I even bother to correct you at that point?
I don't think you heard it.
I was trying to no-sell it myself. What's the drunkest you've ever been?
Right now.
Really?
No.
No, the drunkest I've ever been on the podcast?
Well, I wanted to say that, but I remember that you did Giancarlo's podcast, and you were pretty hammered for
that.
Oh,
yeah, I was pretty
you
ripped.
You were fucking bombed, and that was real early in Wizard Land.
That was bad. The drunkest I've ever been on this podcast? I don't think I've
was
ever
it
when, really...
Oh, yes, the 100th episode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we got...
It's
I
a shame.
Ripped.
I don't think I have any more of the after party audio. I think I have
with
like 25
Bonesaw?
Minutes.
Yeah, that was at Chris Shorts and Pat's old
that
house.
That was at the old house, yeah. The Fallen Angels were there.
Yeah.
Bonesaw was there.
Jamie Miller was there.
We had like a whole crew. We only had like 3 microphones, so we had to pass the microphones around to everybody.
Oh, that was you're right. That's you a good were, fall, Tony. That's the, got, that was
I think we have pictures of me, you, and Bonesaw, where Bonesaw is holding up a Shining Wizard shirt, and you're standing there like Napoleon with your hands like tucked on your hips.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you did that pose a lot back in the day.
I did it with Pinky Sanchez, too, in my kitchen. I don't know what I was doing.
Like, I go through all the old pictures, try to find stuff, and I just see Matt is just always like...
I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't. And then when I should be doing something like that... I don't, and then it looks like that picture I have with Jim Cornette from that Legends of the Ring is my least favorite picture ever.
It
looks like I'm wearing a medium t-shirt.
Was that Legends, okay. Do you have any pictures from when we went to that show at Totowa at the Holiday Inn like 20 years ago?
I'd have to go through...
You know, I got to look because I was talking with Kevin Knight about it because it was an IWF.
Is that at Docks?
Yes.
After party at Docks?
No, but it wasn't at Docks, but
it was
George...
above.
No, yeah,
there's
a gym.
Room.
There's like a gym in the basement.
No. It wasn't in the basement. They had here's the story real fast. They were having the wrestling convention at the hotel. I think Tommy Fierro was running it. Then they were supposed to have the wrestling show up in Parsippany at Gino's school, but something happened with who's the family that used to be up there? Not the Poffos. What the fuck is the family?
Oh, they used to do NWA Wildfire.
Yes. Shit. Come on. Somebody's
got
to know this. He was in the WWF for a little while.
I was like in high school when this was happening.
Oh, fuck me.
Wait, he was a wrestler in WWE?
Yeah, and it was him and his kid, Savoldi.
Yes, there you go.
It was Joe and Angelo Savoldi because they used to run in Parsippany as well. So apparently they called in some quote-unquote fire issue because all the people that went to the convention could go up to Parsippany and see the show for nothing. They had to have it in one of the conference rooms, which had no ceiling clearance whatsoever. And they booked an entire show. Like, George Animal Steel wrestled on it. I don't know if you remember Twiggy Ramirez. He was on it. Kevin Knight was on it. Rick Ratchet. And George Steel didn't come out for the entire playing of his song because he was at the bar fucking getting loaded.
My man.
I don't even remember.
Oh, I remember that one. But, so we originally met Cornette at that show. But
anyway...
No, so Kevin and I started talking about it. I'm like, I got pictures somewhere. I got to go in the attic. I know I have pictures somewhere. I got a picture with Sherry Martel.
Nice.
She was there. I think Dennis and I got a picture with King Kong Bundy.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, it was great, dude. And it was Polaroids. It wasn't digital cameras, so it was cool.
So let me ask you this. Like, other than, you know, we all know, the major like indies, but like the lower ones, like these types of shows. I'm not trying to disparage anybody.
Oh, he just shit on.
Don't get me wrong, but like, but that you had Sherry Martel on this show. You had.
Well, it was also the convention. This was a Tommy Fiorillo book convention. So I mean, you know it. Like when like big event is in town or Legends of the Ring. Warriors books a lot of the guys. WrestlePro books a lot of the guys. Some of the guys will travel up north, maybe go, you know, like
beyond.
Was
that always like that?
That's the way
they
do it.
It had to be, right? At some point, someone was like,
it has to be because
if these people are going to be in town, exactly. And we don't have to pay to get them here.
So, yeah. So then what happens is the promoters will usually go in and they'll split the costs.
No, right.
You know? So it's easier. You get the guy up here and then he can make three shots, make his money, and he's good to
go. It's just so funny. Like now, like we see all these posters for these indie shows. And, like, then you see the posters for the indie shows, like, back in the day. And it seems like there was way more, like, star power of people that were still relevant than there are now. Like, you know what I mean? Like you see Hall of Famers like Tito Santana, King Kong, but they're all on, like, every show now. But back then, like, you see posters of, like, holy shit, like these guys were working indies while they were under contract with WWE?
Well, no.
Or, like, kind of, right?
See, that's the thing. Like sometimes, like, you know, you get a Don Morocco, like, all of a sudden he's on the outs. Now he's working with Savoldi. Now he's on your TV working for a local promotion for a couple of weeks. Now he's down working Eastern Championship Wrestling. And holy shit, now they got Tito Santana. Now they got Cactus Jack. So all these guys, like Ron Simmons, all these guys coming right off of WCW or you know, WWF, that was the next place they went to work. It was still, it wasn't territorial anymore, but it was still kind of that way. That was the old mentality, you know?
It was still, that's a good way to put it. It was, I guess, still territorial in terms of...
It was, but not quite. Right. It was already, like, switching, but a lot of those guys were still finding work that way. That's why you look at ECW from, like, 93, 94, 95, you see, like, the Road Warriors on there, you see
Steiners.
Kevin Sullivan. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was. You're out of WCW, let's go make a few shots, because Paul Heyman's up there. Eddie Gilbert's up there. That's our
right.
guy.
And
he's getting us booked.
And you get the kickback from being, you know, like, oh, they were just on WCW, and now you can go down to the Armory, and for $25, you can get your picture with the Steiner Brothers.
Yeah.
And they're keeping that money. It's the same thing that these guys do now.
Yeah. It's just James Ellsworth, Big Cass, like all these guys.
Did you see that picture of Big Cass?
That's why I brought him up. He's fucking milky.
Oh, God. Big Cass looks like me without a shirt on. It's rough.
It's just, I wish I had the appreciation of that then, like going to these indie shows. And like being, I wish I was an adult then.
You
like,
see, though, that show that we went to at the Totowa Holiday Inn, that was the first indie show that I had ever seen. Yeah. I never went to indie shows. I didn't know much about the indie scene until I started to know Devin Storm.
See, I would go to ShopRite with my mother every Friday in the summer because she wouldn't leave us home alone, and they would do good reason. Yes, they would have like the wrestling shows at like the high school.
Yeah.
Like once every blue moon, and you'd stop at the light, and the poster would be there, and there'd be like a great WWE legend, Greg Valentine.
Yep.
And we never went. Like we always wanted to go, but it just never happened.
Same with us. Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that was also my first indie show.
Do you guys remember? There was a guy. It was a tag team. They used to throw frisbees like Lanny Poffa. It wasn't Rick Steamboat. It was Vic Steamboat.
Oh, yeah, Vic Steamboat, yeah.
Was he, I'm assuming, no relation whatsoever.
No, he was related. I forget how, though. I'm 99% sure.
I just remember this indie show. I think it was in, like, Colonia, New Jersey, or Rahway, or it was like a, and it was Vic Steamboat. It was a tag team, and these guys would come out throwing frisbees. I think they actually wrestled, like, Axe and Blast.
He is Ricky's younger brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the majority of his wrestling career was spent in northeastern United States working for promotions such as International Championship
Wrestling. IWCCW, yeah.
Yep, IWCCW.
Do you remember seeing that on TV when you were a kid? Yo, no. They had everybody on there. That was Savoldi, yeah. And also, that was when they bought up the remnants of what the Poffos used to run. They actually managed to pick up what the Poffos had, and they also laid some sort of claim to World Class's leftovers, which is why they became IWCCW. They even used the same beginning music from World Class for a long while.
Kevin, was it him and Joel Savaldi, known as the S&S Express?
Did they have old 80s like silver jackets on, like bomber jackets?
They beat Moondog Spike and the Dungeon Master for the ICW Tag Team Championship.
God, I just remember that.
Oh, my God. And they were defeated by Phil Apollo and Eric's Bracha. How about that for a name from the past?
That makes sense.
Holy shit.
So let me ask you this now, too. Phil Apollo, Ray Apollo, different people.
Two different guys.
Phil Apollo was not the doink. Phil Apollo Ray was Apollo the job guy.
Ray Apollo became doink.
But were they both job guys for WWE? Phil Apollo, I know, was.
And
Ray Apollo was the one that became was doink.
Maybe.
Right. Phil Apollo didn't have much of a career up until he was a jobber in the 90s.
He was an ICW tag champ with Eric's Bracha.
Big time.
He was also the ICW heavyweight champion once.
Who did he beat? He didn't beat nobody, I tell you.
Let's see. He beat Joe Savaldi.
Well, there you go, Jumping Joe. Whew. There was a match going around. I want to say it was from Kuwait in the 80s. The stadium or the venue, wherever they had this, was empty. It was Roddy Piper and Cowboy Bob Orton.
Are we sure it was them?
Yes. Oh, it was absolutely them. They wrestled Haku, who was King Tonga at the time, and Superfly Afi when they were trying to sell CV Afi as the new Superfly Snuka. This is what dog shit they had then. They would announce Superfly at the Garden, play Superfly's music, and CV Afi would come out, and they would boo the shit
out. Did Superfly have music back then?
I'm pretty sure he did. Well, the version on the WWE Network sure did.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was about to say, I don't think Superfly had music till he came back in 89.
He may have had whatever music they gave him at the time, but they definitely had Superfly's music, and you hear the crowd go nuts.
Because like the snooka fly. I don't think that happened till he came back and...
Well, Real American also didn't happen until what, 1985 or 1986?
I could be way off on that, but I thought that...
No, you might be right. You might be right.
And I didn't realize that Snuka took that much time off from WWE. I mean, I guess we know why,
he had to.
But like, it was like he came back in 89. I'm like, wow, 89?
Holy shit, that was a running gag on the show for a long time. That and Kamala's foot.
Yeah.
Kamala's foot might have been a runaway hit for us.
If it had another leg to stand on.
Ooh, not anymore.
I said,
I'm a boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is when he came back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 100th episode. Do you remember when the Fallen Angels were trying to talk about Jimmy and how, like...
Such a good dude, guys.
And we kept playing the music in the background. They couldn't hear it. And then we stopped it because they got serious, and then they started talking again. We started playing it all over again.
You were
fucking lit during that shit.
Dude, 700 episodes.
So fucking hammered.
Going on episode 700, you expect Matt to remember everything?
Well, what kills me is...
I mean, I combined it 7 years and 400 episodes,
Yeah, well, this cocksucker says 700, and I'm going...
I said 700.
Wait, that was you?
Yeah.
I thought it was him.
No, I said
it. Oh, you're the idiot.
That's why I was mad at you, because I was like, I didn't say 700.
That's why I was making a joke. Just trying to...
All right, well, then you should have been mad at me. That's fair. I really thought he said it. Whew.
All right, can we get back to NXT?
Yeah, sure. There's more?
I think we should do, like, a whole show... On just like
NXT,
little independent wrestling companies that were around this area.
All right, let's talk about that off the air. Let's finish NXT.
All right, so Kevin mentioned Heavy Machinery. I haven't seen the Forgotten Sons yet.
I'm sorry. Every time you say Heavy Machinery.
Heavy Machinery. That's the Irish team that just debuted.
Forget it. Forget it. I lost it. Keep going. I suck.
Heavy Machinery. Sheamus and Drew McIntyre.
We are in the bar.
Yeah, Heavy Machinery.
Gunner looks awesome.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he actually looks like a leader in that role. He looks like a legit superstar, which he always did. But when you see it in a different light, like under the NXT spectrum, it's totally, totally real.
I was not happy to see them lose to these two
jabrones.
Yeah,
who'd they lose to?
Heavy Machinery.
Heavy Machinery, lass.
I keep thinking of Heavy Traffic when I hear Heavy Machinery.
Who's Heavy Traffic?
Oh, God, Kevin, why would you ask that?
It was Gridlock and Rubberneck. It was me and my cousin under masks. And we, for some unknown reason, got a title shot against the MBW Tag Team Champions, and they beat the living shit out of us for 25 minutes.
I never knew that there was
you
such
deserved
a thing.
It.
We came out to Come On, Ride the Train.
Like the pop song?
Yes!
Choo-choo
two fat guys dancing in masks and lab coats. Where the fuck did we get lab coats from?
Well, you were the experiment.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't scrubs. It was a lab coat, like a white lab coat, buttoned down and everything. Oh, it's fucking terrible. Oh my God. I would totally be down to do a Wizards Theater watching MBW tape.
Oh, God.
Do you guys still have it?
We should do that for a Twitch episode, for a Patreon on Twitch. That's got potential. Because Kevin's probably never seen like 99% of it.
Oh, God. Kevin would disown us as friends.
I think that might be worth it for his reaction. It would be amazing. Oh, my God.
Pretty bad.
We had fun.
We had a lot of fun. There might be like one or two where you're kind of like, oh, you guys did okay. But the rest of it's just like.
No, I've seen some of the MBW stuff.
This Donnie Freegan's Henry Kirk match went 15 minutes too long.
Dude, we begged
you guys have to cut. Did you guys have to cut the main event? Did you guys get kicked off pay-per-view?
You don't understand, dude. Donnie, kick out. Kick out. We made them kick out for 22 minutes nonstop. Dude, kick out. You're not going to let it end like this. Kick out. The son of a bitch would kick out. We would lose our minds.
It's terrible.
It was hilarious.
Terrible. Can I get through
NXT,
please?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Please?
Heavy Machinery. Go ahead.
They lost. Dakota Kai.
No,
beat...
they won, you said.
No, Heavy nope. Machinery they... lost.
No, they won.
Oh, they won. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right. Heaven Machinery lost.
Aye.
That's our episode.
That
name.
Is.
For Heaven.
Heavy Machinery.
For Heaven Machinery's sake.
Aye.
I'm a doctor, not a
I can't get it to work. It's fucking Heavy Machinery. Becky Lynch is out and I can't get the fucking
Becky Lynch should call Heavy Machinery.
Oh,
right, go, 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 go. Sorry.
Oh shit.
I'm sorry.
Alright, so Heavy Machinery won.
Dakota Kai defeated
the Brazilian judo
Conti
thrower.
With like a weird like code red backstabber thing. It was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
So that was cool. Bianca Belair interrupts a Mia Yim interview. Mia Yim is the HBIC, the head baddie in charge.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Are they trying to...
Yeah, I don't get that.
Can I go... Is she trying to work like a...
This is sound weird.
No, go ahead. I'll you can it. Be racist.
Like, isn't she trying to do like a half black, half Asian gimmick? Is that what that means?
I think so.
No, HNIC is what you're thinking of.
No,
H-B-I-C
that's not exactly. That's not what I'm thinking about at all.
Kind of.
Because I follow her on the Instagram and the social media. I thought she was trying to work some sort of...
Kevin's dropping names again.
I'm not how is following somebody who's in WWE dropping names? I'm not friends with her. I'm not Gino.
Are you friends with the panda? I follow Ba.
Oh, fuck you. Get it?
All right, so you follow Mia Yim. She's your bestie.
She's your bestie. She's like... I got nothing. Matt. Bianca Blair.
Sorry, man. I couldn't stop him.
Sometimes I just roll along.
I don't know what her gimmick is. It's weird.
It might just be a social media thing.
Shouldn't she be a pirate?
No, stop with the pirate shit. Oh,
I love that pirate shit. I love
two
that.
Out of three falls at War Games.
Yeah, pirate. That's pretty big.
What's big is Ciampa's defending against Velveteen Dream. Right? No,
I mean, it's nice, but that's
no,
no. Yeah. It's happening, but it's not breaking news or anything.
No, but that's going to be a good match. No,
should be.
You guys like the Velveteen?
I do like Velveteen.
Ciampa is a fucking dickhead. So
wow, a dickhead.
He is.
He's good though. He's a good
dickhead. I understand
dickhead.
He's good, but he's a dickhead.
Did you? They did a weird thing where Matt Riddle was hanging out with Keith Lee backstage.
Oh, were they smoking up?
No, but they bumped into Cassius Ohno, and he was a prick to them. So
did they call him fat?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
They should have.
Cassius Ohno was a prick to Matt Riddle and Keith Lee.
Yeah, so they should have called him fat.
Why?
Why?
Because he's fat. Steiner says.
Haven't you learned anything from tonight?
Yeah.
Why do you have to fat shame everybody?
Cassius Ohno should not be talking shit.
He didn't
shame them.
No, but he talked shit to them, didn't he?
Yeah, but he can talk shit if he can back it up.
All right, sure.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Johnny Gargano broke his silence.
Ooh.
He kind of did like a cell phone video to make it look like
cool. I actually didn't see that part.
Production.
He says he was in the right to attack
Aleister
Black and that he should be the one to beat Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT championship.
I like that they're keeping that alive.
He still thinks he's the good guy. So
most bad guys do.
There's that. Lars Sullivan beat Velveteen Dream.
Well, then Lars Sullivan should have the title match.
Well, Tommaso Ciampa came out, and Velveteen Dream was on the top rope. He was going to drop his elbow, but then he saw him out of the corner of the eye, so he splashed Tommaso. And that small...
Why would he do that?
Because
he's a dick.
Because V also stands for Vendetta.
He should not be championship material. He shouldn't be in that match. He can't stay focused. Losing focus is a bad sign if you want to be champion.
Tony.
Eyes on the prize.
Tony.
Yeah?
It's all work. Tony.
Look.
Tony.
I knew Seinfeld was a work every week. I still watched it because I believe them going through it.
Tony, stop taking it so seriously.
Oh, Kevin, if we cannot take wrestling seriously, what can we take seriously?
Tony.
All right, so what else is going to happen on the War Games show?
So going into War Games, as Kevin mentioned, Kerry Sane, Shayna Baszler, 2 out of 3 falls.
Ooh, the pirate chick.
Tommaso.
She's hot, dude.
I don't know. She's adorable, hot, bro. Dude. Adorable and hot are two different things.
Well, she's hotly adorable. Adorably hot. There you go. And she's got a treasure chest. She needs to put her gold back in.
I hate her, too.
Oh, whatever, dude.
Do
you need to answer that, by the way?
No, it's just work nonsense.
It's fucking annoying me.
Sorry. They're just knocking off the... They won't hear it.
The Rock thanks you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Velveteen Dream against
Tommaso Ciampa
for the NXT Championship.
About that, yes.
War Games,
yes. Now, who's in the Undisputed Era? It's Fish and O'Reilly and
Adam Cole,
and maybe Ricochet,
Roderick Strong.
Jesus. I mixed them up. I'm sorry. It's Roderick Ricochet. I always mix them up.
Oh, you get your R's all tangled.
I'm a pirate. Wear me gold.
Actually, missing a match.
Wear me gold.
I don't know if you are.
Nope.
There's 4 matches.
Oh, the IWCCW Heavyweight Championship is on the line.
Vic Steamboat.
Vic Steamboat's versus, taking on Curly Moe.
Versus Tugboat and
Aleister Black and Johnny Gargano.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Gargano.
Duh.
That jerk face.
So there's probably going to be more added to it. There's only 5 matches, right?
4.
4?
That's all you need, dude. Now, is War Games going to follow traditional rules?
I don't remember the same
thing. Is it going to be a roof on
no,
it?
No, last time they didn't. Well, they started with
3 guys in.
No, right? It was 2, right?
No, yeah. I thought they started 3-way dance style, didn't they?
Oh, because there were 3 teams. I think you're right.
Yeah, then
you're right.
After like 5 minutes, 1 team got released.
Yeah, or sent in.
Well, they were in the little pods.
Oh, they had pods last time?
They had pods at the top of the...
So everyone's got pods, Tony.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
They should all be eating Tide Pods for their stupid ideas.
So it was Sanity.
I think...
Authors of Pain and Roderick Strong.
Oh, wait, Crazy Steve was in it, right?
No.
Sanity. Oh, never mind. They were on the expedition at that point in time. The expedition.
Crazy Steve is not.
It's an expedition, yes. God. We never talked about the Halloween special.
Oh, you really want to talk about
the
Halloween special?
No, I don't, but it was great to see Papa Shango and
the Godfather.
I thought the best part was him talking to the animals.
Oh, when he went to go visit Smokin' Joe Frazier?
Yeah, Smokin' Joe was not having that.
Nope. He's like, Joe, fine, you don't want to come to the party?
I love that special, by the way. Everything but Jeff Hardy's music.
Well, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but Jeff kind of seemed like he was like a little like on something, which I don't know if they really wanted to go for that. No, I'm not saying he was, but they played him off like he was being like a little creative for
some
reason.
I mean, it was a TV show, so he probably was just being a character.
Yeah.
He's a very creative person.
Rising.
Yes.
He was good.
I love the whole thing was good. Yeah. Senior Benjamin was hanging out with the hoes.
Vanguard 1 finding a mate that turns into
yes.
The pop for the hurricane.
Yeah, but he was zombified.
He's a bad guy.
That's right.
He's a bad cane.
Okay, so what else? What else happened on NXT?
They all had
a good time. So do we know if there's a roof? There's no roof.
No, if it's anything like last year, they're not doing a roof.
No, they're not going to do a roof on the cage.
That's a bummer. You stole somebody's record and you roofed it.
Yeah, but then it helped. It helped last year. They did some cool stuff.
Yeah, but you should be trapped.
I mean, like they're going to be trapped in there.
All right, do we have anything else we need to cover as in terms of current stuff?
They announced the New Japan Pro Wrestling World Tag League.
Yeah, Japanese.
No real surprises.
Lots of Japanese people in it.
Evil and Sonata, Zack Sabre
Some
Jr.
Americans, Roppongi Bungie's in it. Tai Chi is the name of a team?
No, that's the guy's name.
Tai Chi.
Tai Chi.
Does he meditate on his way to the ring?
He might. Killer Elite Squad.
Yes.
Suzuki and Iizuka. Tama Tonga, Tonga Leon. Hangman Page and Takahashi. Team Best Friends are there. Elgin, Jeff Cobb is a tag team. Juice
Wait,
Robinson.
Best Friends is Naito and Omega, right? No. Aren't they Team Best Friends?
Where did Kevin go?
Kev, who's Team Best Friends?
No, hold on, hold on. Don't answer that. Team Best Friends, I say. He goes, isn't that Naito and Kenny Omega?
No, it's Omega and his friends.
So not only did you get the wrong team name wrong, you got your answer of two guys that don't even team together.
No, it's Kenny Omega. Who's his friend? Who's the guy? The Golden Lovers.
Ibushi.
Kota Ibushi.
Oh, wait, they're the Golden Lovers. Never mind. Fuck.
So I couldn't even answer your question because both premises were wrong.
Kevin was like, I don't know what's going on.
Team Best Friends is Chucky T and Trent Beretta.
Oh, that's Trent. Okay.
That's Trent.
Sorry.
We covered the Raw.
The Raw.
Oh, I don't know if this is Kevin's going home. You gonna go to the? You think they cancel the WrestleMania party Thursday because of the weather?
I don't know. Is it really gonna be that bad?
They say 3 to 5 by me.
It's
not terrible, but it's the first snow of the season.
Yeah, and it's not gonna hit until the afternoon. I was actually thinking about maybe leaving work a little early on Thursday as well.
Yeah, that's why my phone is blowing up. They're changing a bunch of shit.
Oh, real? So they're anticipating it's gonna be that bad then, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Ooh, that's rough. Ooh, that's rough. I don't know. It possibly. I mean, I don't know. WrestleMania is a big dog, dude.
Yeah, they're doing a on-sale party right over here in East Rutherford on Thursday from 6 to 9. Doors open at 5. They're going to have a couple matches. Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins reunite to take on the Singh brothers.
Is Curt Hawkins hurt?
He was hurt. He just got back in the ring.
Oh, he's okay. Okay.
Yeah, he wrestled over in
Saudi?
The old England.
Oh, England. Okay.
Matt Riddle faces Cassius Ohno.
Ooh.
And Rhea Ripley will wrestle Casey
Armstrong?
Catanzo in a rematch from the second round of this year's Mae Young Classic. Plus, Sami Zayn, Paige, Apollo Crews, Alicia Fox, Mojo Rawley, and Jimmy Hart will be signing autographs, and the Big Show will be appearing.
Well,
so that's
Jimmy Hart. You could go check out the WrestleMania pre-show at his outdoor bar and tiki deck. Whatever the fuck it's called.
That's what it's called.
It's my outside bar and tiki deck.
Joey Ryan tore his pec.
Oh,
at
really?
MLW TV tapings.
Oh.
Ring of Honor had Global Wars, all last week. So that was super awesome. Four great shows. They did the first night, Wednesday night, there was a power outage in the building. So you lost the feed on Honor Club.
That stinks.
At Global Wars. And then the rest of the nights were pretty good. Cody got hurt. So he didn't get to defend his IWGP U.S. title against Trent Beretta Sunday night. The good news is the MRI reveals that he just has a large meniscus tear, and it's not as bad as he thinks. So he will be.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, well,
he's going to be at Final Battle and Wrestle Kingdom, so that's good news. Yeah,
you're getting sick, huh?
No, I just get to. It's weird because it happened last week too. I got the sniffles like halfway through the show and you could hear it. Like I'm just, it might be, maybe you need a humidifier down here.
Yeah, have another drink. You didn't do the show here last week though.
Right. But in my apartment it gets very, very hot.
Yeah. It gets dry here too. Cause we have the forced air. That's why I've got a humidifier on the system, but it doesn't do shit.
So I just get the sniffles. Do we want to do,
it's a stupidifier.
Oh, boo hoo.
Do we want to do NXT, takeover predictions? There's four matches. What
no,
are you going?
I mean, we can. No, because I don't know enough about it to make thoughtful decisions.
Yeah, well, then make an unthoughtful decision.
All right, I'll take a stab at it. Go ahead.
Hold on, let me find it.
We want to do...
we'll do Survivor Series right after.
All right, well, let's get to it, because I got a bunch of shit I want to get to for going home here.
Oh, wow, a bunch.
Yeah, I got a few of them, actually. If Kevin wants to borrow one.
Tommaso Ciampa defends against Velveteen Dream.
I think it's Velveteen's time.
Ciampa.
Fuck yous both.
Gargano Black.
Got to go Black. Always bet on Black.
I don't know, Matt.
Gargano just came back, didn't he? It's got to go to Gargano.
I'm going to go Black. I think Aleister Black beats the shit out of him.
I honestly have no idea. I'll go Black.
All right, good. You guys are both against me again.
It's nothing to do. I honestly have no idea. I have no clue who's going to win this match.
Keep going.
Shayna Baszler, Kairi Sane.
Kairi Sane's getting it back.
Baszler.
I think Baszler. You think they're going to flip-flop already?
I don't give a shit. Who cares?
Undisputed Era against Pete Dunne, Ricochet, War Raiders.
Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne's team, definitely. Pete Dunne's an undisputed champion of NXT Europe.
Maybe with some sort of weird Bobby Fish stuff.
Yes, Bobby Fish. He smells rotten.
I got it. I'll go Undisputed Era.
You're going to fillet that fish.
I like the Undisputed Era, too.
Good.
Then I think they just find a way.
Good. Then you guys are 0 for 4. All right. I win.
Well, we just happened. We watched the show. So we
And I picked everything you guys didn't pick because I know and you guys don't.
You might be right. The only one I don't really feel good about is the Gargano Aleister Black one.
You should always feel good about Johnny Gargano. He's a
handsome. I have a weird feeling he's going to get called up.
I got a weird boner thinking he's going to win. All right. Survivor Series.
Oh, God. Buddy Murphy, Mustafa Ali.
Wait, oh, that's a thing? Buddy Murphy's got to win. I forgot
they
announced that.
I think Mustafa gets it.
No way. Buddy Murphy. At least he'll rumble.
The juggernaut of 205 Live.
That's right. The ham bone. I don't know what that means.
Team Raw against... Buddy Murphy. Buddy Murphy retains. I'm sorry. Fucking work, Tectony.
No problem.
I put the phone over there. No, it's not important. Team Raw against Team SmackDown.
Team Raw all the way.
Team Raw to avenge the Shane McMahon nonsense.
Wait, which one?
The men's.
Main one?
The men's.
Oh, it's got to be Raw. It's got to be in order to advance the Braun Strowman storyline.
I think, yeah, I also think to get revenge on Shane for stealing the cup.
Fuck Shane. Hope they skin him alive.
I'm going SmackDown.
Cocksucker. You would.
I hope they win.
Raw has won the last 2 years in a row.
No, SmackDown's won the last 2 years.
Nope,
Raw has.
What?
We just talked about it before.
Oh, I was.
Braun and Triple H?
I don't care.
All right.
Keep going.
Clearly.
Team Raw women against Team SmackDown women.
A lot of
beef on that Raw side.
Hey, so what are they going to do with Ronda then?
Well, here's the thing. We're probably finding out right now on SmackDown because there was talk that one of the Iconics would go in. There was talk Let me finish.
Maybe she'll take him on 2-on-1 and destroy him for good and get rid of him.
There was talks about Charlotte going in, but then that would ruin the whole WrestleMania thing. I think they...
Bella, Brie Mode. She gets a rematch. You can look, but you can't touch.
I think Charlotte makes the most sense, but there's also talk about her captaining the SmackDown team.
Yes.
Which we don't know who the captain of that team is yet.
Fuck. I want to be the captain.
Maybe she does both. But I think Charlotte Ronda has WrestleMania written all over it, so I stay away from that. So, I don't know. Whoever it is, Ronda wins. Doesn't matter.
Well, at this point, yeah. Fucking poor Becky.
If it was Becky, who knows? It could have been like a double smash.
Actually, the rumor was Charlotte helps Becky win to set up the Four Horsewomen battle.
Ooh.
That was the early discussion. However, with Becky out, who knows?
All right.
Anyway, keep going. Tag Team Turmoil Bonanza.
Oh, I didn't pick.
I'm picking SmackDown. Oh, you didn't pick?
The women's. None of us did, actually.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
Oh, because we got sidetracked with Ronda. That's why.
I'm going to SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown.
I'll go SmackDown for this one,
too. Tough women.
Although
there's a lot of beef on that Raw.
Team Raw tag teams against Team SmackDown.
SmackDown.
Raw.
All
right. I see some fucking nonsense shenanigans.
You know what? They probably will
do something
that.
Dumb, and then two of the SmackDown teams turn on each other.
Like the Usos and the New Day get into it or
The New Day's going to win, and they're going to celebrate with the Lucha Dragons with pancakes or some shit.
AOP against the Bar.
There's going to be pancakes in the pinata. That's what's going to happen. Pinata pancakes.
I hate you.
AOP,
that happens.
AOP should. AOP. I'm going AOP.
Yeah, AOP's got to win.
Ride
that.
The rave.
You can't.
Ride
you can't
the rave.
Just like
ride the rave.
Force
like
them
that.
Into it. Yeah, you got to. I think AOP.
I'll take AOP.
Unanimous.
Seth Nakamura. Right.
Nakamura wins because Ambrose gets involved.
I like it.
I like it too. All
right.
Brock AJ.
See, we're not out to get you, Tony.
Right, I hope AJ wins. Fuck Brock.
It's not gonna happen.
I hope he wins. I bet you Braun costs fucking Brock.
So we're going to have a pay-per-view full of...
schmazes, yes. Why not? It's a fucking worthless pay-per-view.
It's a network special. You're right. I agree.
It's a worthless pay-per-view to begin with. Who gives a shit? If Shane McMahon could travel 20,000 miles to fucking win a gold cup for jumping around for 10 seconds, throwing them shitty punches at his, anything is fucking possible, and they're going to shit the bed with this show now that stupid Becky Lynch is out. Is that your microphone again?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I don't know
what
it is
board.
Either.
Might be time for new equipment. I don't know.
And that's...
Patreon.com/ShiningWizardsPodcast.
That's Survivor Series, right?
Wait, hold on. I'm going to switch you.
In a nutshell.
Try that.
Yeah.
Is that better?
I don't know. It could just be because the cell phone's over here. I don't know.
I don't know. Something's interfering, but I had to move you over again.
Okay. I don't know. It's time to go home.
Time to go home. Wish we had music.
Oh, shit.
I might have to take that song out that I made up earlier, right?
All right,
gonna count to three and go home with me.
Who's going home first?
Kevin's going home first.
Kevin's going home. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Wizards podcast aficionados, fans, marks, whatever you are, if you're going to quote somebody in reporting your news story, make sure you have it right. Because my friend, I defend him when he's wrong, Mike Johnson has been misquoted and had stories credited to him that are just blatantly not true. Braun Strowman has heat. Paige is cleared to return. Alexa Bliss retiring. I think the first two, I may have just made up the Alexa Bliss one. But if you're a news site out there and you're quoting somebody, get the quote right, because you're just doing bad reporting and bad journalism. So I'm going home and laying the smackdown on bad journalism.
Matt!
There was a strange angle done in India this week. Rebel from Impact is there for shows put on by the Great Khali.
Is it Rinka King?
No. It's done in large karinas and stadiums. She did a dance-off with Indian reality TV star and actress Rocky Sawanti.
Hoi, 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 hoi.
Which ended up with Rebel giving her a body slam.
Body, body, body.
Sawanti then claimed that Rebel tried to injure her back on purpose so she could never dance again. Sawanti is in the media in India claiming that Bollywood model and actress...
Was it a Bali slam?
Just say Tanushri Dutta drugged and raped her. Dutta... Dutta represented
Dutta.
India in the Miss Universe contest in 2004 and has since become a well-known actress. She claimed that Dutta paid off Rebel to injure her on Instagram. It should be noted that Great Khali still acts like wrestling is real, and they do angles like that there.
Of course
so,
that's irony.
India.
That's
weird.
Awful. Holy shit.
A Diwali slam.
We're going home with a three count from my end. If you haven't checked it out yet, this is my go-home number three. Jerry Lynn has an amazing shower curtain. If you go over to shiningwizards.com/shirt, you can see Jerry Lynn rocking the pink and black with an awesome tropical shower curtain in the background.
That'll be Wizard Shirt Wednesday.
And this, unfortunately, was my number one until the new number one took its place. Number two, last week, Kyle the Beast and his brother went to a Devils game, bought themselves 100 hot dogs, and started passing them out to all the Devils faithful in the crowd that night. They got a lot of press for it, and kudos to them, because 100 hot dogs at any event, especially the Prudential Center, cost you quite a bit.
Well, I'm not throwing shade on them.
Oh, here we go, but...
It was dollar hot dog night. They still spent $100.
All right, well, still.
God bless.
I didn't know it was dollar hot dog.
I didn't know it was Kyle the Beast.
It doesn't take away anything from the fact
that absolutely
that was
great
an
story.
Awesome fucking huge move on those guys. But the number one thing that we didn't touch about, and we got 2 minutes to discuss, the WWE Network's newest hidden gem is a pilot that never aired for the AWA Team Challenge Series, which featured men walking to an empty studio ring, not with adoring fans, but with two screens on the side with a bunch of jackasses jumping up and down at the local TGI Fridays, cheering wrestlers on. We got Foxy boxing for no apparent reason, including the match breaking down into wrestling where a woman needs to take her top off to interfere, all while Vern Gagne sits at the lake, Minnetonka, with his dog, telling you that the AWA is going in a new and exciting direction. Oh, but that's not all.
This was the Attitude Era before the Attitude Era?
Yes, and that's not all. A very young Jerry Lynn was in one of the tag matches that night. I forget who his partner was. They took on the Destruction Crew, who were breaking buildings on a green screen behind them. It was amazing.
Can I do a second going home?
Oh.
Do it. WWE purchased Puerto Rico's Cologne's.
Very good call. That's a great goal.
I think the World Wrestling Council, WWC.
Yes.
So that's a lot of new content, a lot of gory content.
A lot of gory content.
And a lot of,
yes,
who knows, the Bruiser Brody content, the Gino Caruso content. Oh, come on. No, Tony, that was done
for
burping.
You. I was burping. I'm sorry.
Gino Hernandez, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So there's World Wrestling Council coming to the network at some point soon.
Yeah, but that team, that was an unaired pilot. what the hell is his name? Greg Gagne and some weirdo guy with like spiky hair, look like Boner from fucking
Growing Pains.
Yes,
do you remember Boner
Pains?
Was like found in like the woods, like
they
dead
hit himself. Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, like a forest or something.
There you go.
All right, we are the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Boner Forest.
ShiningWizards.com is the website. At Wizards Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards, and of course Patreon, Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. Next week. $3.99.
Hey, the rant's coming up next. Don't go in.
Don't forget to fucking turn off the butt when you're done, Dick.
The butt. Turn off this butt.
Oh, thanks to Rob Killjoy, yes. The Ugly Ducklings.
Quack. That was an amazing interview. Thank you for joining
wrestling
us.
As tomorrow, this weekend. See you all.
Next week for Matt's Tony. Birthday blowout bonanza extravaganza.
You really just made me feel like a piece of shit.
We love you, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, you were off tonight, bro.